InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
July 14th, 2025. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. We will be hearing from Alex on some bad news dealing with the fluoride in the water, the known neurotoxin that they put in the water for all of us to consume, known to lower IQ and make the human species easier to dominate and conquer. Oh, yes, that's right. How convenient. That's what they put in the water. So we have some bad news on that, Alex, with a report coming up in about 30 minutes on that. I've got multiple stacks of news dealing with the Epstein files and then all the different talking points and angles and perspectives from over the weekend. But one thing remains consistent. It's been a complete messaging disaster. It's been a complete PR disaster. And I wouldn't say we're past the point of no return quite yet. Others would. Many would. I'm not sure if I'm willing to say that. But if we're not, we're getting close. We're getting close to past the point of no return dealing with the Epstein files. And then we've got some weird... I'll probably just read the entire Truth Social from Trump that's just strange. And then what he said about Bongino, who was left out of that post, did mention Patel, did mention Bondi, but didn't mention Bongino, and then said something about Bongino on a tarmac later that we'll play that. So we got that. Then we got some other stuff going on with the DOJ and Pam Bondi. And now, the auto pen scandal back in the news, they blew it. They've completely blown it. And I'm just stunned. I guess I shouldn't be. But I am. Now the Democrats and the Biden administration have had the time and the resources to circle the wagons, get on message, and now they're going to have their excuse for the auto pen. And they've already got it. And they're saying, oh, well, yeah, okay. There was an auto pen, but it was all above board, and Biden was there for the whole thing. It's just, you know, these are thousands of signatures. We didn't want to have him sit there and sign it all. So we just had the auto pen. But he was right there. He confirmed it. It's all above board. It's all good. So they got their story straight. So you gave him how many months? You gave him how many months instead of moving after the Democrats and the Biden administration with the auto pen scandal? You gave him enough time. Now they've got their story straight, and you probably don't have a case. And even if you do, they're just going to all be on message and just get away with it anyway. But what did the White House prioritize? Well, now they're waffling. Oh, there's not going to be aid for Ukraine. There is going to be aid for Ukraine. There's not going to be aid for Ukraine. There is going to be aid for Ukraine. Okay, there is going to be aid for Ukraine, but it's coming from the EU and NATO. And yes, technically it is our weapons, but we're going to make them pay for it. But even though we pay the most for NATO anyway, we're technically paying for it. Yikes. That's not all, folks. We got tons of news today. It's the Alex Jones Show. Busy News Monday for you here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I tried my best to just tell you everything coming up on today's show in that opening 5 minutes. I couldn't even do it because there's so much. So let me reattempt that and then circle back to everything that's going on. But the Epstein story refuses to go away, and the Trump administration can continue to make their efforts to bury it or ask us to move on. It's not going to work. It's going to do the exact opposite. Now, I'm going to go through this whole stack of news that's going to cover all that, all the latest developments, where things are at, where things might be going or might not be going. My frustration with the DOJ continues to get worse. I cannot believe that President Trump is issuing messages of affirmation and positivity towards the American people about Pam Bondi. By the way, another pastor just got swatted, another political swatting of a conservative, a right-winger, another total political swatting. Nobody's talking about that anymore. I've decided I'm just giving up. You know, in life, you got to make decisions. You got to make measurements and make decisions. You got to be pragmatic about it if you want to survive. So I don't really talk about the swatting stuff anymore, but let me just tell you, the FBI and the DOJ has completely ghosted the swatting victims. And again, I'm not going to relitigate this whole thing, but you can go back to whenever it happened. This is the one that happened over the weekend to Jackson Lehmeyer, a pro-American pastor, latest victim of the political swattings, guns pointed at him, whole SWAT team. You may recall when that whole stuff was going on, and then it got worse and worse. And of course, I was the victim of this. The FBI was coming out. The DOJ was coming out. Oh, we're going to get them. You know, issuing big messages. Pam Bondi talking big. Well, there were no arrests. They didn't find the culprits. And then they ghosted all of the victims. And it's like, I'm not even mad. And I talked to the local FBI here, and I think they're good agents. And they expressed some frustration. You know, I'll leave it at that. But they've just ghosted us. There's nothing on this. So here we go. Oh, more political swattings. Yeah, but Pam Bondi, she's doing a great job, guys. She's doing a great job. You sell a cup of coffee on the Upper East Side that's anti-Semitic, Pam Bondi's coming there and she's going to shut you down and she's going to focus on that. But, you know, false swatting attacks, guns pointed at American heads. Not a big deal, really. And then they blow it with the auto pen scandal. I can't even believe it. I just don't get it. Do you want to win or do you not want to win? You've now given the Democrats enough time to circle the wagons and get their story straight on the auto pen scandal, and now they have it, and now they're ahead of the DOJ. Not only, and I guess you could look at the Republicans in the House too, maybe they thought the DOJ would move and they didn't, but the Republicans in the House probably could have moved on hearings here, and there was some closed door hearings, but it was all too little too late. Because you moved so slowly on the auto pen scandal, not only have the Democrats had now time to get their story straight behind the scenes, not only have the Democrats had time to get their story straight, the Biden administration had time to get their story straight, now they've got time, they're now getting ahead of the DOJ, They're now getting ahead of these committees. Now they're hitting the press. Isn't that fantastic? One of the biggest scandals in the history of modern American politics. Some are calling it treason. The Otto Penn scandal, forging the signature of the President of the United States, who knows, maybe selling pardons. Do you really believe that Joe Biden was all in the know about all of this? Give me a break. But that's the story, and they've had months to get their story straight. And now they're even hitting the press. So before the DOJ can even make a move, before we can even get a public hearing, a public testimony under oath, the Biden administration has already got their story straight, and now they're so far ahead of it, they're hitting the press with it. That is a failure. And I'm supposed to sit here on the heels of being told to stop talking about Epstein, and I'm supposed to say, go, Pam Bondi, go. Great job, Pam. They're going to get away with the Otto Penn scandal now. But let's move on, and we'll circle back to it. I got a whole stack here about Thomas Crooks, the would-be Butler, Pennsylvania assassin. Oh, yeah, that deal that we had no closure on. That deal that we have no answers on. And I can even see, because people are like, well, hey, it's President Trump who's the victim here. So if he's not talking about it, then I don't want to talk about it. You know, it's the same old excuse. I can actually understand from Trump's perspective on this, where if he feels like it's a waste of time, he's just going to move on. It's just like a lot of the swatting victims have decided. It's like, we're done dealing with the FBI. We're done dealing with the DOJ. We're done dealing with the local police. They're not going to do anything. So what am I going to do? Just sit here and spin my wheels, waste my time? No, I'm going to move on. So I can understand why Trump would just be like, all right, I'm moving on, whatever. I'm the president now. I have the Secret Service detail I need. But at the same time, obviously there was a stand down and then a cover up. And all those hearings that we had in the immediate aftermath produced nothing. And so you had the FBI, former leaders at the FBI, former leaders at the Secret Service, telling these House committees, telling these Senate committees, oh, we'll get you those answers. Oh, we'll get you those answers. Yes. And then they never did. And then the answers never came. And so here we are a year later, still really knowing nothing, and supposed to believe that Thomas Crooks was a lone actor, lone gunman, and he just failed to hit the president, or I guess kill the president, the candidate at the time. So we'll come back to that. You had another shooting at a church over the weekend. We'll tell you what really happened with that. People are twisting that out of reality, what's new. Meanwhile, political persecutions are continuing in this country. Now, the DOJ did do the right thing over the weekend. They needed a win badly, but that was long overdue. But they did something right. We'll tell you what that is. Elon Musk and Tesla making news today as well. I'll tell you what's going on there. And then I got a big stack of geopolitical news dealing with the Middle East and dealing with Ukraine. And really none of it's good. And then the continued effort at the deportations that I don't even know if it's fair to say it's been a disaster. The disaster was the invasion. So it's really just disaster response. And anytime you have disaster response, there's going to be challenges, obstacles, difficulties. Just like we saw here in Texas. But I think we'll talk more about that tomorrow with some guests in studio that were there volunteering. So there were some good things that happened with the flood response, and then there were some horrible things. And, of course, everybody's trying to whitewash it and say, oh, it was such a great job. Well, there was definitely a good effort from the legends, and that's what they are, the National Guard Water Rescue, those guys that are swimming in floodwaters and coming down on helicopters. Those guys are unbelievable. They saved lives. They were still trying to save lives over the weekend. More rain came in. They're back at it again today. Those guys are heroes. They were on top of it. But other than that, I mean, folks, I got some real disturbing news about the local government response. And there's no doubt the federal government response was late. They did get the guardsmen out here. That was heroic. But other than that, like infrastructure relief and aid was extremely late. And then it came out that there was a bridge that they could have been using. It was on private property. So the other bridges, because people were stranded, thousands of people were stranded. They were told that all the bridges were compromised, if not totally collapsed. They wouldn't let anybody go across. Somebody tried to go across in their car because they were sick of being stranded, and they got shut down and threatened with arrest. Then it came out that there was a private bridge on somebody's private property that connected the roads, and they went to local law enforcement, local government, and said, hey, we got a bridge here. You can start using this to move people. And the government said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep that bridge for our own purpose. We can't let the public use it. Now, I'm going to move on from that. There's going to be guests in studio talking about that, and other people are covering it. But okay, that's what we have going on. Now, maybe I should just read the entire statement here from Trump over the weekend that has people just confused, I think. And there were a couple posts from Trump, but it's like, do I really want to read this long essay? It's clearly the administration. It's clearly Trump himself not knowing how to deal with this backlash, totally mismeasuring their fumble of the Epstein files and the PR disaster that followed. I mean, should I just read through this? Do we want to go through this painstaking process? So here it is from over the weekend then. What's going on with my boys and in some cases gals? They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a fantastic job. Boy, I don't know anybody who believes that. We're on one team, Team MAGA. People don't even believe that anymore. And I don't like what's happening. Yeah, neither do we. That's the problem. We have a perfect administration. I mean, now we're just getting ridiculous. A perfect administration? I mean, come on. The talk of the world. And selfish people are trying to hurt it. All over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and the criminals of the Biden administration who conned the world with Russia hoax? Folks, what is he even talking about here? First of all, Epstein got brought in after his original trial and charges in the 2000s. Epstein was brought in the Trump administration. There was no Obama, there was no Hillary, there was no Comey, there was no Brennan. They weren't around. What is he talking about? I guess you could say Maureen Comey, who continues to spike the biggest cases dealing with what people think are blackmail and child sex trafficking, but Comey's there to make sure nobody finds that out. So I guess if you have James and Maureen Comey, I guess that's what he's talking about. So but where are Obama? Where is Hillary and Brennan? What is he talking about? What do they have to do with the Epstein files? So Trump is now trying to argue to the American people that Epstein, who was brought in his administration, but the files were edited by Obama? So first the files don't exist. Now the files exist, but they're edited by Obama and the Obama administration. Hey, look, nobody's doubting, Obama with the hot dog parties and the Democrats with the spirit cookings. But how are you going to sit here and claim that they wrote the Epstein files that you first claimed didn't exist? And they aren't the ones pushing this story. This is your own base pushing the story. I don't see Obama pushing the Epstein file release. Hillary? It's painful to even read through it. They created the Epstein files. They created the Epstein files. Just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton Christopher Steele dossier that they used on me, and now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands. Now, this to me looks like foreshadowing that the Trump administration or Trump himself is anticipating that whatever Epstein files do ever reach the light of day are going to impact him and name him personally. And just to be clear, the rift in the MAGA movement about the Epstein files, I mean, there are people now skeptical of Donald Trump And of course, the left is always going to blame Donald Trump for everything. But for the most part, the majority of this is not about Trump. The majority of this is not about people thinking Trump is covering for himself or even his friends, though some are going there. No, that's not what the issue is. So why would Trump be foreshadowing? He thinks the Democrats wrote the files to make him look bad. Is he anticipating something with that? Why didn't the radical left lunatics release the Epstein files? Well, we assume that's because they're covering for their friends, President Trump. Do you understand? Now that's what people think about this administration. Yeah, we ask the same question. Why wouldn't they release the files? Because we believe they're covering for it. The same thing applies now. If there was anything in there that could have hurt the MAGA movement, why didn't they use it? Exactly. And now it's hurting the MAGA movement. Talk about irony. They haven't even given up on the JFK or Martin Luther King files. Yeah, well, what is he missing here? Hey, the government's lied to you for years. They taught you these lies in the history textbooks. And by the way, this current government continues to cover up for massive sex trafficking rings that the American people believe implicate some of the most powerful people in the world, in the finance institutions, in politics, in entertainment, and media. But you shouldn't care. You shouldn't care. No matter how much success we have had securing the border, deporting criminals, fixing the economy, energy dominance, a safer world where Iran will not have nuclear weapons, it's enough for some people. Well, let's go bit by bit here. Secure border? Yeah, absolutely. Deporting criminals? They're trying their best. I'll give them a pass on that. Fixing the economy? We're not quite there yet. I think the effort is being made, but I don't think we're quite there yet. And now our foreign policy, I think, is hurting our chances of fixing the economy. Energy dominance? Not there yet. Safer world? What's safer world? There's no safer world. The bombs continue to drop. Russia's aggression in Ukraine is worse. Israel's aggression in the Middle East is worse. And now Israel's taking bombs. IDF soldiers are getting killed. Israelis are getting killed. What do you mean a safer world? Oh, Iran will not have nuclear weapons. It's not a safer world. We don't even know if they did have nuclear weapons. And then, hey, you know, remember, we're the best. We are about to achieve more in 6 months than any other administration has in over 100 years. And we have so much more to do. Well, I agree with the latter. I don't know. The one achievement I've seen in the first 6 months is you took the greatest political coalition, you take the most powerful, populist, common sense, America first political coalition in modern American history, and now you've blown it up. I don't know what other accomplishments you're talking about here that we've never seen. That's what I'm seeing. We are saving the country and making America great again, which will continue to be our priority. Well, again, people are not seeing that. The left is imploding. Why are we even talking about the left? Cash Patel and the FBI must be focused on investigating voter fraud. Oh, political corruption. Act Blue. The rigged and stolen election of 2020 and arresting thugs and criminals. Instead of spending month after month looking at nothing but the same old radical left-inspired documents on Jeffrey Epstein, radical left-inspired? Again, who is he talking to here? And I'm beginning to wonder if there's been a shift in approach, because the from the power structure of MAGA, Donald Trump, you know, it used to be, hey, we have to address a very large coalition, and we're talking to some of the most informed political patriots who are extremely steadfast in their beliefs. So we have to consider this. It seems like they've completely thrown that out the window, and now they're just communicating to the dumbest of the dumb. Now they're just communicating to what is essentially the brainwashed right. Now they're just communicating to, it'd be like the same people Bush could communicate to and do victory laps with. It's not like he's talking to us here. And by the way, nobody's disagreeing that this needs to go on. So then come out and handle it better with PR and say, hey, look, somebody's erased the files. You know, Epstein was a crook. There was a blackmail operation. We don't have it. They've either been destroyed or they're in a foreign country. We've decided we just have to move on. We apologize to the victims. We wish there were more we could do. There will be people investigating this, but we have other things to get to. It's like there could be a thousand ways you could have handled this PR better, and you did the worst possible. And now you're scolding your base that's upset about it. Let Pam Bondi do her job. She's great. Nobody's buying that anymore. The 2020 election was rigged and stolen, and they tried to do the same thing in 2024. That's what she is looking into as AG, and much more. 1 year ago, our country was dead. Now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world. Let's keep it that way and not waste time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein, somebody nobody cares about. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Oh, nobody cares. Really, nobody cares. That's why they're trying to spike the files. Nobody cares. That's why it's been the biggest story for a week now, because nobody cares. That's what it is, because nobody cares. Let Pam Bondi do her job. Stolen election, no arrests. No arrests. Let Pam Bondi do her job. It's falling apart at the seams. And I just can't believe there's nobody in there with enough wherewithal to say, hey, we got to change course on our messaging here. This is a PR disaster, and now we're definitely going to lose the House. So the Iran strikes was already a big foreign policy miss. Now you're back involved with Ukraine, Russia, huge foreign policy miss. So now you've got the Democrats that can go on the anti-war stance. They had no ground to stand on. Now they can go there. It's already happening. And now you're gonna give the Democrats the Epstein win. Now, I'll say when I cover this stack of the Epstein news, because we're about to come back from this break with Alex Jones talking about how they dropped the ball on fluoride, I'll say there's some potential other angles, but this story is not going away. And now you've got this effort, this digital influence effort, which is all paid for. That's why you see the projection. Oh, Qatar, Qatar, Qatar. No, the real digital influence campaign is in support of Israel and covering up Epstein's involvement with Mossad, or maybe Epstein didn't even know it, even though he bragged about it, which seems like the kind of guy he is. I now think Maxwell is the one that brought Epstein into Mossad. Epstein might have been working with other agencies or just running his own sex trafficking ring, and then eventually Maxwell got involved, and that's when the Mossad connections started to happen. The well-known daughter of a top Mossad spy, Maxwell, who's now saying, oh, I'll come talk to Congress. So what are we to believe now? That the files did exist and that Maureen Comey spiked the case so that they never came out again? So we're going to get the Epstein files from Maxwell? I'll get to all that coming up in this other stack of news, but when we come back from this break, Alex Jones talking about the Trump administration, that we were supposed to get the neurotoxin, the poison out of the water, the fluoride out of the water. Well, oh, now we don't even know about that. Well, we don't even know if we can take the poison out of the water, actually. Don't you know? It's MAGA. So much success. MAGA. No more poison in the water, except we're keeping it there.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you, or allows you to make yourself, a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Voi ciurne tanto vulnera, sili latibus ocellis, voi su amici vulnera, sutra di prevedis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Over the weekend, the Trump DOJ knocked another ball for Team Tyranny out of the park. They blocked a federal court ruling that had the support of the HHS, EPA, FDA, you name it, and all these scientists, and Robert Kennedy Jr. and the plaintiffs, to remove hydrofluorosilicic acid, or the most toxic concentrated form of fluoride, out of the water. Now, the United States started fluoridation after World War II. A few countries in the world put a little bit of it in, and it's all been removed. You have major FDA reports coming out last year that it causes major neurological problems, brain damage, cancer, lowered IQ. Until the 1940s, it was the main bug poison you bought at the store. They would just put powder out on the ground, and if a bug walked through it, it would later die. And that's just regular sodium fluoride, not super concentrated, weaponized, the most deadly form of fluoride, the second strongest acid in the world, hydrofluorosilicic acid. It also acts as an adjuvant for any other toxins in the body to bring that across the blood-brain barrier. It's heavily connected with the cocktail of other things like vaccines and pesticides to autism, the exploding neurological disorders we see. So here we have the Trump administration that's been doing so much good, now suddenly accelerating war, now starting to authorize more mRNA shots, coming out and saying there is no Epstein list, and so forget about it after promising to release all the Epstein information. And then Trump did an about face over the weekend and said, no, actually the Democrats have controlled the Epstein case files for years, so they've doctored them, which they doctor everything. I'm not saying that couldn't be true. But at the same time, it's just flip-flopping and 180s and all the rest of it. And then you've got this action by the Solicitor General, officially under Pam Bondi, to appeal this federal court ruling that says take hydrofluorosilicic acid out of the water. Now, states across the country, led by Utah, now passed laws to pull it out. Kennedy wants a federal ban. He's been pushing it. Even the top FDA and EPA scientists are all on record. And then there's major law groups that have been winning cases. We'll put their sites and ex post up here. And we just saw the FDA come out last week and say, under Kennedy's direction, he doesn't control it, but he's advisory, you need to take all the fluoride out of the different children's medications that they just add to it to strengthen the power of whatever the drug is. It's an adjuvant. It's an accelerant. It's an amplifier. But it's a serious neurotoxin, and so that's now out. They've now ordered the drug companies to stop it. So what Kennedy can do, he's doing a great job on, but more and more he's being blocked by the goalies that is the DOJ. So this is a hands-down known fact of how deadly hydrofluorosilicic acid is, and what it does to our bodies, how it's lowered U.S. IQs massively. If you go to any big grocery store, they're finally phasing it out, but for 30 years, they have formula water for babies fortified with fluoride, way, way even above the level they admit causes serious brain damage, infertility, neurological disorders, cancer, you name it. So this has been done on purpose to dumb us down. They don't just teach 2 plus 2 equals 5 in school with Common Core to dumb you down with a curriculum. They do it chemically. And we are the most drugged up, most unhealthy people in the world. Rather than ban glyphosates, they just got approval for one that's 45 times stronger to be sold over the counter. Hey, if you want breast cancer or testicular cancer, or you want to, you know, get pancreatic cancer, this is the way to go. So when it comes to chemical companies, Trump is really, and his people are really doing some bad stuff. And I've held my tongue on Susie Wiles and Pam Bondi being part of those big legal consultancies that work for the big chemical companies and Pfizer and others. But now it's clear. I'll do a whole separate report on this tomorrow when I'm back in studio in Austin. But they've now been blocking a bunch of court cases that Kennedy and Dale Bigtree and a bunch of other people supported and brought in the last 4 or 5 years against Pfizer, Moderna, and others with all the proof of how deadly those shots are, the mRNA mutagenic shots. So across the board, These lobbyist lawyers and others are absolutely going against Baja and what we elected Trump for. And I'm just going to call balls and strikes on Trump. I'm glad it wasn't Kamala Harris in there. I like what's happening on the border and trying to stop war with Russia and all the rest of it, and getting our jobs back and, you know, the trade deals. That's all great. And shutting down the border 96%. And they have found a lot of the missing kids. That's great. Tom Homan's did a great job. But for people out there that say, hey, trust the plan and, you know, you're against Trump, you criticize any of this, you're mentally ill. We have to put pressure on the Trump administration because there's a tug of war with insiders and lobbyists and others who go make recommendations to Trump, who are really starting to make the administration go from doing a really great job to starting to shift into some really bad territory. And so the Israel lobby and all these other neocon lobbies want us to just shut up about war and do whatever Trump says. Well, that's what people are recommending to Trump. We're his constituents. We're putting pressure on him. So anybody that tells you not to criticize Trump or you're not a supporter thinks you're stupid and is trying to get you into a Democrat Party-style cult. And it's extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous. So really, I've always called balls and strikes, but more and more I'm going to try to actually come up with some report card systems on the major issues. And I'm going to start putting out like a monthly basic report card on the big issues. You know, the guy who's really an expert on this and already does it is the folks over at the John Birch Society, the president of the John Birch Society. We need to get to William F. Jasper on, actually, because they already do a report card. I know they've got one coming out on Trump. In fact, we'll try to get him on the next few days, because that's the only way I can, you know, really do this is, okay, Trump's good here, A plus here, B minus here, C minus here, you know, F here. And then, hey, let's put pressure on so that they don't do this. Because it's our pressure getting them to dial back to war with Iran. It's our pressure getting them to, you know, do so many of these things. And fluoride's very unpopular. It's on record bad for you. And this is outrageous that you have HHS head going around, the state's banning it, the feds moving to ban it, and then they have a court ruling, you know, signaling, yeah, we understand this is right, and it's a class action, and that's the proper way for the courts to do it. And then the DOJ comes in and says, we're appealing this. And while that's being appealed for the next few years, the fluoride's going to stay in your damn water. Okay? And if you want bone cancer, you want brain cancer, this is the way to go. You want lower fertility? This is the way to go. You want accelerated aging? This is the way to go. You want lower IQs? This is the way to go. So I am just very upset about this. And I'm, you know, more and more, again, seeing Trump go from doing a 95% good job to like a 90%, an 85%. I mean, it's really ticking down here. And we need to put major pressure on this administration. We need to support the good people. We need to expose the bad people. I'm not an enemy of Pam Bondi. She seems like a nice lady. You know, I know Dan Bongino, those people. I don't think they're bad people, but I think they're in over their heads. And just everything we've been seeing is absolutely not what we voted for more and more. And so what do you think about Trump administration? This is high level. This was a decision by the Solicitor General and the Attorney General. It's all on record to appeal this and try to keep deadly bug poison, is basically what it is, fluoride, in your water. You have the American Chemical Council that's just an open group for the big chemical companies that want all this done. We got the Paraquat, all these other deadly chemicals sprayed in our lakes and rivers to, quote, kill hydrilla because it's invasive. And then it kills all the turtles and fish and it gets into our drinking water and makes our cancer explode. The atrazine, the bisphenol A, I mean, we're really moving to get all this out. But these corrupt chemical companies are doing all this stuff that's not even needed for agriculture or anything. It's all about control. They have all these chemicals that are a lot safer, but they choose the ones that are the most toxic, and they bomb our environment with it, and we are the most unhealthy people on Earth by far, and getting more and more so every day. Our standard of, you know, life is down. We're not living as long. All the different disorders are off the charts. We are very, very sickly people, and our children now, 1 in 3 has diabetes or is pre-diabetic. It's trending towards half soon. Autism rates from 1 in 50,000 50-something years ago, like 1 in 33 now. I mean, this is serious. You go out in public, you see the public. We look like we've been poisoned to death, because we are. So I am extremely upset about this. I'm extremely disgusted. And I need Trump to succeed. I know the Democrats are pure evil. I know they're out of control. They want to put me in prison. They want to just take our children a wall away from us culturally and literally mutilate them. Okay, I mean, we know they're pure evil turned over to the globalist. And Trump's the guy we brought in. There's other populists being elected all over the world. So there's a very good trend there. But we have to fight each time we get these people in that they don't get taken off course or get co-opted. We have to use our energy as constituency, as the grassroots. Politics is downstream from the grassroots to fight the globalist corporate astroturf. So getting Trump back in, the fight just begun. And again, I do not apologize for holding his feet to the fire. And I'm going to be doing it a lot more and a lot more intensely. People, you know, 6 months goes, God, you're only cheerlead. Well, I mean, it was, the course was basically perfect. And now we're going off course here. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. So Trump belongs to us. This is our administration. Doesn't belong to Netanyahu. Doesn't belong to the chemical company. Doesn't belong to Pfizer. Doesn't belong to Fauci. And, you know, they tried to float out new mRNA shots and all the rest of it. They're trying to get approval of that. Kennedy's fighting it. And we've got to help him fight it. All right? It's that simple. So what do you think in the comments below about Trump coming out and his administration saying, nope, we want to keep the fluoride in the water. It's great for you, despite all the evidence, despite all the facts. More reports coming up. Owen Schroeder's live right now, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, doing my show. I'll be back later today and tomorrow. God bless you all. Now get this report out, because you're the Paul Revere's. Or listen to the globalist and just shut up, because that's what an American does, is you sit down and you shut up and you drink the glyphosate and you drink the fluoride and you take the Pfizer shots and you give your kids the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the Adderall, and you just roll over and you die and you let the schools brainwash your kids into transgenderism and you just roll over. Now, the good news is Trump's battling all that, which is great. Going after the states, pulling federal funds, put women in the position of having men in their sports and all the rest of it. It all needs to stop. We need to turbocharge the good things Trump's doing and support him. And we need to scream bloody murder on the things we don't agree with, because we're the American people. It's we the people. It's our country and it's our voices. And you should not be ashamed to use your voices. You should be proud. You should use them more intensely than ever right now. There's a battle for the heart and soul of MAHA and MAGA right now. Thank you so much. Be sure to follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. And watch the live stream to Real Alex Jones right now on Infowars.com/show. Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to get into this stack of the news dealing with the Epstein debacle. I want to respond to a couple of things that Alex just said first, though, and then we'll kind of wrap it up with the different video clips, putting it into context. You know, my mindset, and I had this thought over the weekend, and I don't know if Alex is having kind of the same thoughts, but it seems like we're kind of reaching the general conclusion here. And I just can't help it, but I just make sports analogies. For me, this is the conclusion I reached over the weekend, and I just decided, okay, this is the reality, and to approach it differently, because I'm not going to come on every day on InfoWars and be angry and be upset and be let down and sometimes get overly emotional and raise my voice and all this stuff. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, there has been a bit of that lately. I can't help it. We wear our emotions on our sleeves here. So why is that? It's like when you first start, let's say it's baseball season. So you first start the baseball season and you think, you know, this team can win a championship. And this is the team that's going to go all the way. Finally, we've been waiting forever to win a championship. We've got the team this year. We've got the roster. We've got everybody we need. And this is the team that's going to win it. And then it is the All-Star break right now for Major League Baseball, so we'll use that as the example. And then it's the All-Star break, and your team just lost 10 games in a row, and you're in last place in the division. And then the manager's telling you how great things are and how the pitchers are great. They have the worst ERA in the league. And you're like, okay, you know what? I was upset, thought this team was good, thought we could win a championship. Now I realize, okay, well, we're curtailing our expectations, and then we're going to handle the rest of the season in that way. It kind of feels that way right now with this administration. Like, we had all of our expectations, we had all of our hopes and dreams and everything, and now it's like, yeah, actually, you're probably really about here. You're going to get some good stuff, but you're not here. You're not championship team. You're not winning the Super Bowl. You're maybe going 500 in a good year for you now, but you're not winning the Super Bowl. You're not winning a World Series. You're not doing that. Now, comebacks have happened. It's happened before in sports. It's very rare, but team can be last in the league and then win a championship. Has happened before. So I'm not giving up on this administration, but I'm definitely curtailing my expectations and handling things differently. But aside from that, you've got to wonder what goes on. Oh, now we're going to approve the mRNA shots for kids. Oh, now we're going to keep the fluoride in the water. Are we just dropping the ball on these things? Are we giving up? Has somebody convinced Trump or his administration that, hey, this is necessary population control. Keep the bombs dropping in the Middle East. Keep the drums dropping in Ukraine and Russia. There's too many people. We got to get that population down. So this is just how we do it. And for the most part, the American people remain unscathed. They don't know. What they don't know won't hurt them. So just tell them it's good. Is that what's going on? Is that why the fallout with Trump and Musk is such a thing? Because Musk doesn't believe in that. But you know, it's funny, before I get into this Epstein stack, you saw last week with the deportations, and people are saying, look at how the traffic in Los Angeles has cleared up now with these deportations. And if that's, I don't know what else would have caused it, but that's the conclusion people are reaching. That is an incredible story. no doubt that is an unbelievable story if that is really the case. That you had so many illegal aliens here or so many non-citizens here that I guess are self-deporting that now you don't even have traffic. So that just shows you how this country had been invaded for all of these years. It's a mind-blowing statistic. But I do have to say, it's a little confusing. We talk about birth rate decline or population collapse, and yet I just look at Austin, and it's not only Austin, but, you know, we've got apartments going up left and right. I mean, massive, massive living facility infrastructures going up. Huge. Like 10,000 units, it feels like, a month. So where's the population collapse if that's going on? Or is it Americans not having kids and we're just importing the third world and putting them in these facilities? But let's get back to this Epstein stack. Democrat Ro Khanna demands House vote on full Epstein files release. Now, I don't believe Ro Khanna is involved in any of this. So, okay, Ro Khanna is one of the good Democrats, if you can even believe that. Seems hyperbolic, but Ro Khanna is a good Democrat. Now, I'm going to come full circle on this with the Democrats demanding these files. Maxwell, Epstein's ex-girlfriend, said she would speak before Congress. Oh, it's his girlfriend. It's my girlfriend. Yeah, the daughter of the Mossad spy who died, he fell off his yacht. That's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend, don't you know it? Oh, she wants to speak before Congress, it's being reported. Ready to reveal the truth of the pedophile client list. And then they say, oh, Republicans are blocking her. Now, look, this originates out of the Daily Mail. I can't tell you whether this is true or not. Maxwell is in a federal prison. Very little information about things that she's actually saying get out. So who knows where this originates from? She could have said something about this to somebody on the phone. I don't know. But it's not like she's running around talking to reporters all day long. She's in a federal prison. Now, phone privileges are different in each federal prison. Some they're open and you can get pretty easy access to the phone. Others, it's very hard to get access to the phone. But imagine, and I guess for Maxwell, maybe she thinks she can get a sweeter deal if she comes out with this stuff. If that's the case, or maybe she's had a change of heart. Somehow I doubt that, but so you're telling me, the files don't exist, and now they do exist. Oh, nobody's covering the, somebody's covering them up, so now Maxwell is going to tell the truth about it. But you know what? This road leads back to Maureen Comey. Why is Maureen Comey still employed with the federal government? Everybody knows James Comey was corrupt. Trump fired James Comey. Trump is no fan of James Comey. So why is his daughter on the Diddy case, spiking that? Why is his daughter on the Maxwell case, spiking that? So the files do exist. Maxwell has all the information, but Maureen Comey made sure that never saw the light of day. Maureen Comey made sure that that information never came out in the Maxwell trials. And yet Maureen Comey still employed and just spiked the Diddy case where it's going to be the same thing. Oh, no. Diddy just hired some prostitutes. That's it. The freak-offs, the baby oil, the videotapes, the cameras everywhere, the big powerful celebrities and politicians and everybody else going to these parties. Nothing to see here. Diddy just hired a hooker. That's all. And that's what they got him on. So it's the same thing. Oh, Epstein was just a lone pedophile and Maxwell was just his girlfriend. Just saying, you know, come on. That's what Maureen Comey's prosecution determined. Same thing with Diddy. Hey, Diddy, he's no threat to anybody. He's virtually innocent. He hired a hooker, brought her across state lines. That's all. Nothing to see here. It's just a hooker. He just hired a hooker. Calm down. Oh, it's Maureen Comey. Now Maxwell says, okay, yeah, I'll come out and tell the truth about the client list. Maureen Comey wasn't interested in that going public. So what are we going to have? Diddy come out now? If Diddy gets sentenced to maximum, I don't know what the maximum for his crimes were, but let's say Diddy gets sentenced to the maximum multiple years, it'll go beyond time served. So what, Diddy's going to come out and say, oh, I'm going to tell the truth about all the blackmail. I'm going to tell the truth about why I had freak-offs and the baby oil and all the video cameras. I'm going to come out and tell the truth now because Maureen Comey didn't want it to come out. Maureen Comey made sure I could get off with just the prostitution charge. Maureen Comey made sure Maxwell could get off and go to jail, but nobody would know what was really going on. Why is Maureen Comey still employed with the federal government? Musk slams Trump's defensive Bondi on Epstein controversy. Just released the files as promised. And now Zoran Mamdani says the swamp is deeper than we thought. Even Mamdani is now running on the Epstein files. Fox and Friends warns Trump to address Jeffrey Epstein's story. Yeah, Fox and Friends very rarely, if ever, say anything negative about Trump. Even they see that this is bigger than Trump. General Flynn urges Trump to confront Epstein cover-up, says nation cannot heal until elites are held accountable for child abuse. Very well put. Oh, but Trump says it's all the Democrats. Nobody cares. Put up or shut up. Dems suddenly want Trump admin to disclose Epstein's secrets. Now, look, I'll do full spectrum analysis here. I'm not saying I believe this is the case, but I'd say it's definitely on the board. If this is like a roulette table, I'd say it's on the board. Imagine if Trump just baited the Democrats into forcing the release of the Epstein files. And then he can say, I had nothing to do with it. And then whatever fallout there is, whatever names are on it, he can say, I didn't do it. The Democrats forced us to do it. The Democrats, maybe they'll try to get Maxwell up for a hearing. I'm saying it's a possibility. I don't think that that's the case. But now, how ironic is it, politically speaking, because we do have a democracy system here. People have to vote. So now the Democrats are going to be running on anti-war in the midterms, and they're going to be running on the Epstein list being covered up by Trump. That's where we're at now. Who saw that coming? And they had nothing to run on. They had nothing to run on. Now they can run on anti-war and the Epstein list. And we just gave it right to them.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Enter the second hour. We never surrender. Trump White House releases powerful video in the face of massive Epstein controversy. And just to show you how bad it's getting, I can show much more evidence of this. I will. Trump gets ratioed for the first time after weighing in on Bondi Bongino clash over handling of Epstein documents. Now, we also have the clip of him talking about Bongino. But yeah, you know, anybody that's denying what a disaster this has been, not just for the Trump administration, but the larger MAGA coalition, is just not being honest, or they are just not paying attention. Now, I can sit here and give you 100 different points. We'll bring some of them up, but it's like Trump is live speaking right now, and I mean, I'm almost disinterested. You know, that's where it's at for me. I'm like disinterested. It used to be, yeah, anytime Trump speaks, let's go live. Now I'm just like, I'm over it. Like I said, oh, well, I thought the team was going to win the championship. Yeah, you want to tune in, watch every pitch. Watch every at-bat. Watch it all. Now the team's at the bottom of the division at the All-Star break, and you're like, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't really care to tune in right now. But let's go ahead, guys. Pipe Trump up. Let's see what's going on here.
Our country is back. So I was in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and then a month ago we were in Europe with all of the NATO countries, European countries, and plus Canada.
Oh, so it's the more funding and for Ukraine, more military
almost
aid.
Everyone said almost the exact same words. They said, 1 year ago,
Iran,
your
probably.
Country was dead.
Oh, the hot thing. So it's all just bull. It's all just talking points now.
Your country was dead. We thought it was finished. And now you've got the hottest country anywhere in the world. It's true. It's the hottest country. Did you see they found $25 billion of essentially profits last night? They said, where did it come from? It came from management, but it came from tariffs. And it came from, you know, good business skill. And I've always made money. Now I'm making it for you people. I've had good days and bad days,
so
but
this is the,
in good days and bad days, I always found a way to make
with,
money.
With, you know, Paula White there that sells you faith and healing or whatever it is for like $1,000. She'll heal your soul or something. It's totally normal.
And we haven't even started yet. That's only for cars and steel. We actually have barely started. The economy is roaring. Business confidence is soaring.
Or what is it,
incomes
Paula
are up,
Dean?
Prices
what's her name, guys?
Down,
the lady that sold
dead.
Paula White. It is Paula White. Thank you.
Bad Fed chairman. Really bad. If he would lower the rates. And I tried being nice to the guy. It doesn't help. He's like a knucklehead. No, he's a knucklehead. A stupid guy. He really is. You know, each point, think of this, each point costs us $360 billion. Billion. 1 point, $360 billion. 2 points, you got $600, $700 billion. And, we're way high. We're at 450 or 425? 450? And how do you go borrow money at 1% when the Fed has you at 450? And, you know, it's not that easy. I get angry at them. Why are we paying so much? You know, because he's got you up at this number. And we, we should always be the lowest. Now that we're doing great, we have no inflation. Think of it. Our stock market hit record highs. Everything's hitting a record high. We're really running good with no inflation. And we should be at 1%. We should be at 1%. We should be less than 1%. I think Switzerland is the lowest at like 0.5%. We should be lower because without us, there's no world. I don't want to sound overly aggressive, but without us, you have no world. And we've put our country on solid footing. We had a man as president who was the worst administration, worst president in the history of our country. We've had some bad ones.
Yeah, and no arrests from that criminal administration yet. Zero arrests. All right. So I don't know why he just doesn't fire Jerome Powell. We all know he's a complete disaster and hurting the American economy, but Trump won't fire him for some weird reason.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are now in the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Still tons of news to cover here. Trump is live at the Faith Conference today, talking, but nothing new there. Same kind of recycled talking points, so I doubt we'll go back to that. Folks, remember to support us if you like the work Alex Jones has done throughout his career. If you like the InfoWars live transmissions, 10 hours a day, all the special reports and everything else we do here, all of the guests, InfoWars.com. Please support us by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. We try to make it as easy as possible on you by providing great products, great health supplements, which when you subscribe, you can get up to 50% off. When you subscribe, that means you get auto ship. It'll automatically, your order will automatically be renewed and shipped to you. We always hold back stock. A lot of times some of the products sell out. They're high quality. It's hard to source the ingredients, so they sell out, but we always hold back stock for our subscribers. And then you get the big discount and support us as well. It's a total win-win-win, or a 360 win, as Alex says, when you become a subscriber to the health products at thealexjonesstore.com. And, of course, always our apparel, our hats, our T-shirts, our hoodies available there as well. We really want to thank our VIP members at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. When we do these sales, sometimes the margins are so thin, you know, you got to make huge sales numbers just to pay the bills around here. But the VIP members, that sustains us, that budgets us into the future. Become a member of the VIP club, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Benefits include, but not limited to, monthly membership credits, free shipping on all orders over $99, and bonus entries into our raffles and giveaways. Find out more at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. By the way, the Ford F-250 Lariat truck, that is our current raffle giveaway. And anytime you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries to win, but bonus entries for our VIPs. Thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. We thank you for your continued support. All right. Let's do this. Now, this is a longer clip. I don't know if I'll end up getting through the whole thing, but I want to just show, this is just an example. And I know I don't always fill in for Alex here. So sometimes I tend to address the war room audience, even though I'm on the Alex Jones Show. There is a lot of carryover, but there's also a lot of different audience people that tune in different times. But just so you understand, there's many different ways to get a true feel about where politics is going or the political culture is going and the different movements. Now, you can use polls, but most of the polls are rigged and not accurate. I think everybody kind of sees that now. Plus, do you even know anybody that's ever been polled? So, but you can use polls, and that'll give you some of an idea, and you can find the polls that are the most reliable, like Rasmussen and some others. Okay, that's one. I think social media activity is another indicator. Again, none of these are perfect in and of themselves, but they're there, and you can kind of see it. Like we covered in the last hour, how Trump's posts on Truth Social are now getting ratioed. And, I mean, really, it's come to this point where MAGA is like the new rage bait. So you never saw that before. And you can go into different types of posts. You can go into people that were posting their images with Netanyahu, who was at the White House last week, and literally not even a single positive reply. Not even a single positive reply on those. So, okay, you can look at polls. You can look at social media activity. And you can talk to friends and family. You can talk to people around you. Talk to your neighborhood, your whatever different social communities you're in. You can get an idea there, too. Again, none are perfect, but, you know, there's, you can kind of combine them all together. That's what I like to do, is just look at all of them. And then there's one, and this is maybe the most difficult to consume because it requires time and you have to know where to go, and that is talk radio. Now, why do I say talk radio? Because talk radio is one of the last forums where, like we do, you actually hear from the audience. So this isn't a one-way street like network news. This isn't a one-way street like many political programs. This is a two-way street. I can open up the phone lines and I can take calls and I can hear from you. And there's shows dedicated to this, like the Washington Journal on C-SPAN. You can use that. So why am I bringing this up? Well, I listen to a lot of talk radio. And you can use callers, and it's never failed me. You can use callers to get a pretty good idea about what's going on politically. If people are feeling good, if people are feeling bad. Sometimes you do topic shows and people call in on one direct issue and you can find out where people are at on that. And you also have to be smart enough to understand that not everybody is going to think like you. And even if we are right about everything, and even if the right wing is better than the left, which I agree with, you have to understand the left wing still exists. And there are plenty of people in the middle and libertarians and centrists and independents and all this other stuff. They exist too. And guess what? They vote. And guess what? They have an opinion and they have influence. So I see all these people commenting like with it, whether it's Andrew Schultz saying something or Joe Rogan saying something or Elon Musk saying something. And they're like, oh, screw them. He's wrong. Or, oh, screw them. And that's not how this works. This is the coalition breaking apart. That's what's going on here. So you can sit here and point your finger at them and say, they're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. They're wrong. It doesn't matter. These people exist. They represent a larger group of people that exist. But I'm telling you right now, for the last week, if you tune into talk radio, and I'm talking about the most conservative talk shows, the most right-wing hosts, the most pro-Trump people that are out there in talk radio, and they open up the phone lines, and all of their callers are becoming disenfranchised. I mean, folks, again, there's different metrics. Look at your social circles. I have friends that have Trump tattoos that are now trying to figure out how to get rid of them. You get a Trump tattoo, I mean, you're a pretty big fan. And they're like, how do I get rid of this? So all of these voices that are likely just paid propaganda, or they've just built a personality, they've built a brand off of Trump and MAGA, so there's nothing else for them, so they have to do it. I would be very careful listening to what they say right now, because they're not an accurate depiction of where American politics are at, or even where what used to be called the MAGA movement is at. I don't even know if it exists anymore. So this is Glenn Beck. Caller calls into his show. Again, Glenn Beck, very right-wing, very conservative. So I'm using this as an example. This is not an isolated incident. Anywhere you go in conservative talk radio, you're going to hear similar callers. I've been listening to them for over a week now, folks. So here's an example, clip 33.
To Travis in South Dakota. Hello, Travis.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jason. I tell you what, guys, I feel really betrayed, and I feel really, really angry. We have a president who tells us to move on from Epstein because it doesn't matter. Are you guys still talking about this? Seriously? And yet he still talks about the 2020 election fraud. He talks about the Hunter Biden laptop. He talks about all this stuff from 5-6 years ago, and he tells us to move on from the Epstein trial or the Epstein case. People like me will not stop talking about this. I feel so betrayed and so angry. This is not what I voted for. If we do not stand up for the children of this country, we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing. And I tell you what, I've also lost a lot of respect for a lot of people that are prominent figures in this country because they are saying, you know what, this doesn't matter. Like Carrie Lake came out on Saturday. She's like, you know what? What really matters is election fraud and post-election fraud. It's like, you know what? The children of this country really, really matter. How can we just sweep them under the rug and not care? Move on, America. Move on.
Travis.
All right. You get the point.
Thank you for calling. Let me.
I'm telling you, again, I use that as an example, folks. It's not an isolated incident. It's not even close. It's not even close. And, you know, I don't claim to be the most well-versed person historically. Like, Alex Jones, historically, he's like A+. Doesn't get much better than Alex. I'm nowhere near that realm of historical reference and knowledge and context. So I'm learning. I'm trying to do better there where Alex is like is about almost as good as it gets. But I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to media consumption and reaction and critique, I'm about as good as it gets. I consume about as much media, maybe more than anybody else you listen to. And I'm telling you, that is not an isolated incident. And anybody pretending like this Epstein debacle hasn't, maybe to the point of no return, destroyed the MAGA movement, they're either not paying attention, they're not honest, or they have some other reason why they don't want you to accept that that's what's happening. But I'm telling you right now, this is where the base is at. People are feeling disenfranchised. People are feeling betrayed. They're confused. They're lost. They're disoriented. And like I said, you're at the point of the season where you now realize, you know what? This team ain't winning a championship. We'll be lucky if we finish 500. So that's the approach I have moving forward. I'm not going to get frustrated by it. I'm not going to get overly emotional about it like I have in the past because I think it's a lost cause. So we'll continue to just report the news, call balls and strikes. As Alex said, or I've always described it, I just do political play-by-play. But that's what's going on, folks. The MAGA coalition is totally split, maybe beyond the point of no return. And I just don't understand why they just keep going sideways on these issues. Now with the vaccines, now with the fluoride, with the Epstein list, with the foreign funding and the foreign wars and the foreign aid. I just don't get it. And I think that that's the worst part is people just don't get it. They're saying, what the hell is going on here? It doesn't make any sense. We're not going to be told to just shut up. We're not going to be told to just move on. You can't just throw this political slop at us and expect us to eat it. How does country? It doesn't work. We're not brainwashed leftists. This was stated by Michael Savage, who's been with Trump since 2015, good friends with Trump, wrote the book about Trump's war. Saddest day in my political life. Michael Savage, 2 hours ago. And this is a man who's been involved in American politics for, how old is Michael Savage now? 70, 80? I mean, this guy's been involved in American politics for decades, folks. Trump continues war policy of McCain and Victoria Nuland, falls for Zelensky's madness. Who can celebrate this but the bloodthirsty warmongers and weapons manufacturers? Now, he's also wondering if Putin is going to cave to all of this or become more hardened. You know, I would say Putin might have been more willing to cave 2 months ago. But now that he sees that President Trump has decided he's just going to get fully in bed with Israel and whatever foreign policy decisions Israel wants we're going to make, it makes Trump look weak. It makes America look weak on the geopolitical stage. And so now China and Russia, I think, are going to be even more hardened and more motivated to do whatever the hell they want. And they're not going to take Trump's threats very seriously. Because what are we going to do? The military was already hollowed out from 4 years of Biden. The military is already spread thin from the involvement in Ukraine and Israel. And now Trump's war, written by Michael Savage, now says his battle for Ukraine. So Savage gets it. Savage came out and said the real regime change, if any, is needed in the Middle East is Netanyahu. Everybody sees it. And I've got more on that, too, I could go to. Maybe I will. But it's all to point in the same direction. The coalition is falling apart. The MAGA base is becoming disenfranchised. What we thought we had, we're not getting. We're not going to lie to you here. And then this account, which only got popular because Elon Musk used to share this account on X during the campaign. It was very pro-Trump. Insurrection Barbie, which probably hides the real identity for reasons. I'll just leave it at that. You can look into that for yourself, but, you know, probably anonymous for reasons. And then it gets into, and this is where all the cover-up is happening. So here's the truth. They know the MAGA base is now feeling disenfranchised. They know the decisions that are being made in Israel and Ukraine are not popular with the MAGA base, not popular with Christian conservatives. So they're running all this propaganda 24/7 to try to get you back onto the propaganda train, to try to get you back to eat up the political slop and propaganda they're selling. And they don't realize we're done. We're not even at the market anymore. But they keep shilling it. So, oh, well, we give Israel $3.8 billion a year. 75% must be spent on U.S. defense contractors. And so it goes on and on. And I did a debate on this issue last week. And it was kind of one of those things I wish I would have responded differently, but I'm not going to Monday morning quarterback it. Oh, see, it's a good thing that we give the Israel war mongers $3.8 billion a year because they spend 75% of it on U.S. weapons and defense contracts. So it's good for the U.S. economy. Well, first of all, just with sheer math, I think it would be better for the U.S. economy to keep $3.8 billion here than 75% of that being spent on weapons manufacturers. But okay, aside from that math, this is what's called the military-industrial complex. And now Trump is celebrating in Ukraine, too. He's saying, hey, well, yeah, there's going to be more aid, but the EU and NATO are going to pay for these weapons, so it's going to be good for our economy. I'm sorry. Make America Great Again is not for the military-industrial complex. And now, I thought we beat the neocons. I thought we moved on from the warmongers on the right. I thought we were rebranding the right wing in a more populist, nationalist perspective. And now we're going right back to the Bush years, the McCain years, the Cheney years? No. No, they say. The military-industrial complex is good. You know what? Not everybody has to be anti-war like me, so that's fine. People are pro-war. Okay. But as a Christian, or as somebody that claims to have any moral compass or fortitude, how can you dare support that? How can you dare say, hey, let the bombs keep dropping. Let the killing continue. At least we're making money. What's happened to you? That's the argument. Sure, we're perpetuating war. Sure, we're for the never-ending wars now that we claim to run against and campaign against. Sure, we're all in on it now, but I mean, hey, it benefits the economy. We're making money. What is wrong with you? That is the simplest description, the epitome of the military-industrial complex, and now they're selling it to you as a good thing. Who owns the defense contracting stocks, by the way? Who's making the money? Is it you? Is that you making that money? That's how bad it's gotten, folks. That's how bad it's gotten. The new MAGA culture, the new Trump presidency, is selling you the military-industrial complex as a good thing. So they've totally lost the battle on trying to convince us that this is the MAGA we voted for. So now they're just trying to convince you that this shift in MAGA is actually good. That's what they're convincing you now. It's not working, But that's the angle. Now, Trump is basically saying this, and he's got the Secretary General of NATO saying the exact same thing. Yeah, well, you didn't vote for this, and yeah, we ran against it, but hey, it'll be good for the economy, so just suck it up. Just suck it up. And put your morals aside. Who cares? Bombs are dropping, people are dying. Who cares? We're making money. Yeah, we said no more forever wars. We didn't mean it. No, the military-industrial complex, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. It makes us rich. Did you buy your defense contracting stocks? They were kind of up today. Did you get in on that? Did you get in on the fun? Yeah, that's nice. You know, a little blood money. A little blood money to go around. That's fun. U.S. will send Patriot missiles to Ukraine. Yeah, just keep the war going. Just keep the killing fields hot. Oh, you're going to get your answer from Putin pretty soon. I think you'll get the answer pretty soon from Putin. I don't think they're too scared about Ukraine. I don't think they're too scared about U.S. supporting it either. And whatever styles, whatever approaches that President Trump used to use against Putin ain't working anymore. In case you haven't noticed. Doesn't work anymore. And now China is going to take the same approach. And they're just going to say, well, what are you going to do? You're going to fight wars all over the world? You're going to continue to sell all of your weapons to foreign countries? You know what? You can't stop us in Ukraine, so you can keep doing that, but it's not going to stop us in Ukraine. And now you've got China more active in the South China Sea. You've got Taiwan reaching out to the Philippines for some backup and some help because they can't rely on America anymore, and they're afraid China's going to go in. So, oh no, the world is definitely seeing this. And they see how Trump is now off kilter with all of his foreign policy at the behest of Israel. And whatever threats used to be made to curtail China or to curtail Russia, now China and Russia, they hear it, they kind of look at each other and they're like, I think we're good, actually. I think we're actually going to be good on that. Now, let's just close it out with the Secretary General of NATO to Trump. So, hey, it's a good thing because we'll be buying the weapons from you. So, yeah, the killing continues, the bloodshed continues, but hey, at least we're buying the weapons from you. It's the military-industrial complex. It's a good thing. Clip 29.
This is really big. You called me on Thursday that you have taken a decision. And the decision is that you want Ukraine what it needs to have to maintain, to be able to defend itself against Russia, but you do want Europeans to pay for it, which is totally logical. And this is building on the tremendous success of the NATO summit, the 5%, but also the decision to keep Ukraine strong and the decision to increase our defense industrial production. So based on that, that was Europe stepping up. This is again Europeans stepping up. So I've been in contact with many countries. I can tell
is
you
that Trump
moment,
with the Biden note
Germany,
cards now too.
Massively,
look at that. Trump's got the Biden
Finland,
note cards
Denmark,
going.
Denmark and Sweden and Norway, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Canada. They all want to be part of this, and this is only the first wave. There will be more.
Yeah. Is Ukraine part of NATO, guys? I'm sorry, I must have missed that. When did Ukraine become a part of NATO? Oh, it's unofficial. But then Russia is bad for treating Ukraine like it's trying to become a part of NATO. Okay.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is saying, oh, Epstein never worked for Israel. He never worked for Mossad. It's funny, in the post that went viral, fails to mention Maxwell, conveniently. Oh, yeah, Epstein never worked for us. Well, then maybe Maxwell did. And so Epstein was just a part of Maxwell's operation. So funny how that's left out. But we didn't know that Epstein was meeting with former Israeli prime ministers dozens of times. They were going to his New York apartment. I mean, folks, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, the CIA, MI6, Mossad, they don't do any blackmail operations, actually. They don't even exist. There's no such thing, even. That's the level of ridiculousness that we're dealing with now. But really what you have is Israel's operations against the United States are now being fully exposed, and so they're just running propaganda 24/7 to try to get the train back on the tracks, but it's never getting back on the tracks. The Israel is our greatest ally political propaganda statement is dead. It's over. And what once I thought was maybe a 20-year lifespan is down to 10 and shrinking rapidly as far as United States supporting Israel. By the way, a new poll just came out. There's only one religious group whose poll numbers has increased as far as favoring Donald Trump. Only one religious group, and that is Jews. So Christians, Catholics, Muslims who did support Donald Trump. In fact, by percentages, more American Muslims voted for Donald Trump than American Jews did. The vast majority of American Jews actually still voted for Kamala Harris. But I guess Trump is trying to correct that record and get that number up. But, you know, Catholics and Christians and all the other religious groups, Trump's approval is down. So they're never going to put this cat back in the bag, as they say. They're never going to put this genie back in the bottle. And I think Netanyahu is well aware of this, and maybe Trump is well aware of it, too. So they're probably, at this point, I'm wondering if they're not just going to prioritize Israel to the fullest extent, knowing that this greatest ally's support from the United States is coming to an end. And they know that. But they know as long as Trump is in there that they can pretty much get whatever they want. I mean, even the whole Epstein, Maxwell, Mossad connections are so out in the open now that they're having to run propaganda to try to act like that's not going on or didn't go on. So maybe that's what it is. It's that Trump and Netanyahu realize that, hey, we got a window of time here to do everything we can for Israel, and then that window is going to close maybe permanently. So let's just prioritize all that and get all that done now. But this post here, yeah, nobody's buying it. Oh, Mossad doesn't spy on people. Actually, you know what? Actually, I can go back in time here. By the way, Israel has been spying on Trump for years. And they were caught spying on Trump. Netanyahu was caught monitoring, spying on the Trump administration in this term. But they got caught doing it last term as well. Yeah. Remember these reports? This is 2019, ladies and gentlemen. 2019. Remember this? Clip 27.
Has turned to gold.
No. What's going on here, guys? We don't have the clip. Okay. All right, cool. Let me know when we have the clip. What about, do we have clip 32, Mossad on 60 Minutes? All right, let's try that one. Go ahead with clip 32. Let's see. This is Mossad agent on 60 Minutes. Do you believe this?
Well, obviously, they didn't know that they were buying it from Israel.
Who did they buy it from? Or I think they were buying it from.
We have an incredible array of possibilities of creating foreign companies that have no way being traced back to Israel, shell companies over shell companies who affect the supply chain to our favor. We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers. We're the main actors. The world is our stage.
Former Mossad agent on 60 Minutes. Now, I'm not telling you to believe all that, but a lot of people already reached that conclusion a long time ago. Do we have the Israeli spying on Trump clip ready, or do we have to reset that entirely, guys? Well, then let's go to clip 23 then. This is the realization that if anybody's being a fair, neutral observer, specifically if you actually care about the fate of Israel and Israelis, this is the honest breakdown. This is the honest response from anybody who is a fair, neutral observer on the fate of Israel, and I forget this guy's name. I don't have it in front of me, but he is Jewish. And so this is the fair, honest neutrally observable reality of what's happening in Israel under Netanyahu, clip 23.
And I ask Jews all over the world to consider what this man, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his right-wing government is doing to the Jewish people all over the world. They are endangering not only the state of Israel, which I care deeply about and want to exist, but they are endangering the Jewish population all over the world. He is the most dangerous thing, not just since October 7th. It has been a deeply troubled situation.
And endangering the Jews by endangering
yes.
those in Gaza.
And to watch what is happening for the Jewish people. To allow this to happen to children and civilians of all ages in Gaza, for whatever reason, is unconscionable and unthinkable. And I ask you Jews everywhere all over the world to spend some time alone and think, is this acceptable and sustainable? How could it be done to you and your ancestors? And you turn around and you do it to someone else.
Now, there's some more developments on this I'm going to get into now. But how do you explain this? Well, I think people are just blind by hatred. I think they're totally blinded by hatred. I think you see it in American commentary. Hatred for Islam, hatred for Muslims, hatred for Arabs. But it's even worse. You think it's bad here. It's even worse over there. And you say, well, it's justified here. What, because of 9/11? Oh, you believe that? Well, even if you do, you don't think that hatred goes both ways in the Middle East? You don't think for the Arab countries and the Muslim countries and the countries surrounding Israel that have been attacked by Israel with American weapons and might for years, you don't think that hatred goes both ways? So you're playing a stupid game and you're going to win stupid prizes because of it. So the situation over there, by the way, just keeps getting worse. Here's some of the recent headlines. Israeli settlers kill American Palestinian visiting relatives in West Bank, says family. So the Israelis just continue to attack the West Bank. They're burning Christian churches to the ground there. Israel blames technical error after missile kills six children in Gaza. It was a technical error. And I'm sure they feel very remorseful. Syria changes civil registry terminology for descendants of Palestinian refugees in the country. So it's all pretty clear. Now, they, an Al-Qaeda leader that's friendly to Israel, go figure. So an Al-Qaeda leader now running Syria, they laundered the weapons out of Ukraine to rearm and refund the proxy groups. They were finally able to topple Syria. Israel has been trying to do this for decades. They finally got it to happen. Now the leader of Al-Qaeda, you know, radical Islamic terrorist who's pro-Israel, oh, and now he gets in there and he says, okay, we're opening up Syria for the Palestinian refugees. Oh, I see. I get it. So you toppled the Syrian regime. You got Assad out of power because he wasn't going to do what Israel wanted. Now you've got the Al-Qaeda leader who apparently will do what Israel wants. And they're going to say Syria is now open for the Palestinians. Perfect. So when Israel goes in and completely destroys the entire region and removes all of the Palestinians that are there, they can now go into Syria and they've got the green light on that. Isn't that amazing? Perfect. It all works out so perfect. Palestinian refugees in Syria have a message for Gazans. Don't leave your land. This was in February, folks. They saw this coming in February. They saw what was happening in Syria in February, and they said it's all a trick. It's all a trap. They're going to try to bomb you out of your own homes and leave the land so that Israel can then come take it from us and conquer it. They warned them in February. Now it's come true in July. And they're forcing these European countries to take refugees from Palestine, refugees from Afghanistan. Germany has to let thousands of Afghanis in, new court rules. Now France has also been told they have to take Palestinians as well. And then, you know, the Arab world, the Muslim world that's forced into the European world, forced into the Christian world. Well, that doesn't really work so good either. Alien murders mother of six in Germany by stabbing her in the back. So yeah, then the Christians end up getting attacked. You know, isn't it amazing? Everyone needs to have an open culture. Everybody needs to have an open society. Everybody needs to take in all the refugees from Israel's wars, except Israel, because that would be bad for Israel, and that would make the Israelis less safe. But all the other countries, all the other Christian countries, all the other European countries, you have to take them in and suffer the consequences. The cat ain't going back in the bag, folks. And by the way, there's more attacks in Spain as well dealing with this. It's not going back in the bag. Now, this is the clip that misfired earlier. We had to take it a little bit out of turn here, but we'll go to it now. 2019. Well, we knew the Democrats were spying on Donald Trump, but who else was?
Alert now on a new report accusing Israel of spying on President Trump. Politico's headline reads this: Israel accused of planting mysterious spy devices near the White House.
There are disturbing spy allegations against one of America's closest allies. Israel is denying a Politico report, accusing its government of planting surveillance devices near the White House and other sensitive locations around Washington.
Politico also claims President Trump was aware but took no action to punish the Israeli government.
And it is shown that Israel was behind the placement of these devices. That's based, it sounds like, from this report on an analysis of who was taking data off of them, because not all spy agencies can do this. They're sophisticated devices, they're expensive, and they essentially trick cell phone towers into allowing for the collection of calls and texts, the content of calls themselves.
Together, the only other publicly known case of spying between Israel and the United States occurred in November of 1995, when an Israeli spy named Jonathan Pollard was arrested in Washington, D.C., and ultimately convicted of espionage on behalf of Israel. Pollard was sentenced to life in prison as part of the plea deal, but was ultimately released in 2015 in accordance to federal guidelines. Now, the White House is declining to comment on this report today. We did hear just recently from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself, who echoed the comments from his office, calling this entire report a lie.
Yeah, I mean, how many other spies might there be? How much other spyware might they be? How many other assets and agents might there be? Don't ask that, anti-Semite. See how they did it? Better not question. Better not question. By the way, it's all Qatar, don't you know? It's all Qatar. It's all the Qatari flags all around the U.S. Capitol. It's all the Qatari flags that our members of Congress wear on their lapel pin. See, it's all Qatar spying on us, too. Yeah. Yeah. Believe that. Believe that. All right. I want to put that to bed. I want to put the Epstein stuff to bed. I think I've covered all of it. Let me get you one more clip on the Epstein stuff here before we move on. This is then former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, who was also, I think at this time, defending Trump in a legal case, but doing what she does best. Do we know what that is? Guys, what does Pam Bondi do best? That's right. Hey, the crew got it. You got it at home. What does Pam Bondi do best? Go on Fox.
I want to know why AG Garland and the Justice Department are so quiet on this tonight. You know, they're out there labeling parents domestic terrorists, yet they're saying nothing about this. And these documents were so slow to come out. Human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar business in this country, and Jeffrey Epstein is dead, and Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for 20 years where she belongs. And if people in that report are still fighting to keep their names private, Sean, they have no legal basis to do so unless they're a child, a victim, or a cooperating defendant by some chance against some potential case against Ghislaine Maxwell. And I think Mark Garagos, as a great criminal defense attorney, will back that up as well.
All right. Now, first of all, do you want to know how bad it really is? Pam Bondi doesn't even know her name. Ghislaine Maxwell, folks. Look, I could understand people not getting her name right. You know, I kind of, for fun, intentionally call her Ghislaine Maxwell, a little adult humor, okay? So, It's Ghislaine. Pam Bondi doesn't even know her name. Pam Bondi calls her Ghislaine. I've never heard anybody call her Ghislaine. I mean, folk, I mean, good God. Ghislaine Maxwell, that's how bad this is with Pam Bondi. But, oh, isn't that funny? Oh, it's the Biden administration covering it up, and how dare they cover it up? How dare they cover it up? We demand the list. We demand the answers. And then what does she say? She says, the defendants, the co-conspirators, they have nowhere to run. They have no legal right to defend themselves. And, oh, what happened then, Pam? What happened? Because according to your DOJ, now there's nothing there. They're totally exonerated, and they have every right to remain secret. What changed, Pam? Don't expect an explanation anytime soon. But here's the problem. And this is why it's just so pathetic. And again, because now I'm beginning to question, it's beyond just, okay, are we dealing with corruption or what else? Now it's like, are we dealing with incompetence too? Is it incompetence? Is it corruption? Is it both? Because this is, I mean, I would say totally corrupt, but it's also totally incompetent as well. At this point, it's also total incompetence beyond just the corruption of it. Why can't somebody get this thing on point here? It could have been so easy. And so I'm going to give two final points and we're going to move on from this. And I got a guest coming up, Nick Sorter, on this and a bunch of issues. And I still got these other stacks. But it's like, why would this have been so hard? I don't have a script in front of me. I don't have a teleprompter in front of me. Trump could have done this. He had a dozen opportunities to do this right here. Could have come out and just said, going full, we'll even do a Trump voice. He could have just come out and said, you know, we've looked at the files and it's not good. It's very bad. It's very ugly. It's very nasty. It's some of the most disgusting things, really despicable, actually unforgivable, like right out of hell, really, like right out of hell. And the people involved are nasty, sick people. It's true. It's very bad. And we've been looking into it for years. And there's still some mysteries, maybe with some other involvement that we can't talk about right now. But really, the files have been destroyed. They've been destroyed. It's corrupt. It's corrupt to its core. We had a corrupt FBI. We had a corrupt CIA. And we just can't get answers for you right now. We really wish we could. And we feel bad. The children that were abused, it's really bad. It's a bad power structure. It's the same sick people that want me dead, okay? It's the same sick people that hate our country and are trying to destroy our country. It's the same sick people and some very powerful people. And maybe if the names came out, it could devastate the world. Just maybe. Maybe if the names came out, it could devastate the world and the economy. And maybe it could lead to more violence, too. So right now, we just can't provide answers, and we have to prioritize other things. We're not burying it, okay? We're going to have people look into it. Maybe there'll be a special counsel. Maybe we can dedicate some people to this specifically to try to get some answers. But right now, we've just got to move on to other things. I'm not asking the American people to move on. I'm not asking the American people to forget. This is a very serious issue with very sick, powerful people that need to be brought to justice for the country to heal and for the victims to heal. But right now, we have to deal with other things, okay? That's just it. We just have to deal with other things. But the sick people, okay? The sick pedophiles, the sick perverts, they knew what Epstein was doing, okay? They were involved in the island. We still want to look into it, and we want to give answers. But right now, we just have to prioritize other things. There's other things we have to do. We will not forget. We will not forgive. And maybe at some point in time in my administration, we can come back and handle this right. But right now, there's just some other things we need to do, okay? Jeffrey Epstein was a sick, pervert pedophile, okay? And he had a lot of people. They call him clients, all right? We just call him sick freaks, but we call him clients. And they were on the list, and they knew what they were doing at that island, and they were going to his mansion, okay? We don't know the whereabouts of all the evidence right now. We don't know who all may have been involved. We'd like to know. We'd like to get that answer for us all to heal. But right now, we just have to prioritize other things. We apologize for this. It's not good. It's not a good look for anybody. It's really embarrassing for our country, to be honest. It really is. Maybe Maxwell can help us out. But right now, I have to prioritize the FBI and the DOJ to handle some other business. Okay? Thank you for your attention to this matter. How hard would that have been? I didn't even have a script. Just write. That's all he had to do. But no, it's just every time they get a chance to correct course, they go the wrong way. Every time. And then Trump said this with all the rumors over the weekend. By the way, I don't think it's a coincidence. This all happens when Trump is traveling. He comes down to Texas to deal with the flooding, and then he went to, I guess it was in Los Angeles for that FIFA Cup, which ended up being a total bust. Nobody even knew it was going on. The only reason anybody heard about it was because of Trump, which was pretty funny. Trump sang on the stage for the celebration. That was hilarious. Other than that, Trump making it a story. Nobody even heard about it. I'd never heard about it, so that was kind of a weird deal that came and went. Big historic FIFA event in America, and it was like nobody even blinked an eye. But so I don't think it's a coincidence that we had the rumors of Bongino and Patel and Bonnie and all of this stuff going wild when Trump wasn't at the White House. I don't think that's a coincidence. But Trump addressed the Bongino rumors that he'll step down if Bonnie is out, which to this moment still appear to be rumors. But Trump addressed that from the tarmac here in clip 31.
Oh, I think so. I did. I spoke to him today. Dan Bongino, very good guy. I've known him a long time. I've done his show many, many times. And he sounded terrific, actually. No, I think he's in good shape.
So, really kind of avoids the question. He's terrific. He sounds terrific. He's in good shape. Well, maybe that's because he's ready to quit. But he didn't address Bongino in that viral post that ticked everybody off. Cash came out and addressed the issue head on and said he's not going anywhere. But I think Bongino has the most to lose with all of it. And he may already be losing in his eyes. And if he just figures if there's no positive outcome from this, then I got to get out of here. Which I think says a lot. And I've been consistent on this from day one. I said we have to separate Patel and Bongino from Bondi because Patel and Bongino are playing with their own money. They're playing with their own reputation and their own future where Bondi just slid in there and she's got a Fox News gig waiting for her afterwards. So it doesn't really matter what she does. But for Dan Bongino, yeah. How do you go back to your audience? For Cash Patel, yeah. How do you go back to an audience or do interviews or write books? So I've always made sure you have to differentiate the two, but it looks like Patel is now willing to ride with Bondi. At least that's what it looks like. And Bongino, we're still kind of wondering what's going on. But I'd say if Bongino does end up leaving, folks, that's a sign that he doesn't see any positive outcomes. And so we can talk about, oh, well, Trump is doing this and a larger plan and 5D chess and he wants this outcome and it's going to be good in the end. Okay. All right. Fine. I'll say there's a chance at that. If Bongino leaves the FBI, that means he's already determined that there is no positive outcome. That's how I see it. Second hour in the books, third hour coming up.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger. than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're about to be joined by Nick Sortor coming up here in 5 minutes. We want to encourage everybody to continue supporting us by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com, where we have some brand new products that just launched. We're very excited about that. We broke all that down for you last week. But yes, you can get up to 50% off when you subscribe to these products at thealexjonesstore.com. Up to 50% off, so you get auto ship, guaranteed in stock for you, and you support this transmission while getting a great health supplement at the best price. So that's happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and we appreciate the continued support there, but the new products, Power Plant and Ultimate Methyl Drive, available now, up to 50% off when you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. We got some other wild stuff going on here. Let me just take a minute. So in Los Angeles, there was a concert or a rave, as they call it. I guess it's some sort of like electric dance music festival type of thing in Los Angeles. And they've got a bunch of pyrotechnics and a big show going on. And they fence it off, obviously. And then outside, what do you see? You see the decay. You see the homelessness and the drug addicts and the mentally deranged there right outside. By the way, the exact same type of imagery can be seen outside of multiple different sports venues, but most famously City Park in New York, where the New York Mets play. And I'm watching this video that's going viral, and I'm saying this is such an encapsulation of where America is at right now, spiritually and culturally. And there is always the best and the worst happening all the time, but I look at that and I think this is exactly where America's at spiritually, culturally, societally, because here you have this event and people inside and they're dancing and they're drinking and they're eating and they've got the pyrotechnic show going on and they've got the light shows going on and the music and everything else. And it's like, all right, you know, everything's great. This is fantastic. But then right on the other side of the wall is the total decay. Right on the other side of the wall is all of the poverty and the drug addiction and the homelessness and the mental derangement. But see, we block it all out with these gilded walls so that we pretend it doesn't exist. And that seems to be the story of America right now. And again, you can go to any major area, and a lot of these professional sports teams are now moving their stadiums out of the downtown areas because of this exact reason. The high crime, the homelessness, the drug addiction, the mental illness. So a lot of teams are moving out of the metropolitan areas to get away from that. But isn't that really where America is at in so many different ways? Here we are. Hey, we're inside this little area. Everything is great. We got our drinks. We got our food. We got our fun. Now, but we're hiding what's really going on behind these walls. We don't really want to see the decay of our country. We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to see it. So we put these walls up and then we do our little thing. But really, as we're doing our thing, the third world collapse of America is happening right in front of our eyes. You tear down those walls and you see the third world collapse of the United States of America. So you can only hide behind those walls with your fire shows and your fire dancers for so long, folks, before those walls come down. And the more we ignore it, the quicker they come down.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Joining me now on The Alex Jones Show is Nick Sordor, and he's running around the country, always on the ground, covering breaking news. Looks like, Nick, you finally get a chance to sit down and maybe just take a breather here. I know you're constantly traveling there. I've been focusing a lot of the show's time so far here into the third hour on the Epstein issue and the foreign policy issues. And so maybe we just start off getting your take on all of that, and maybe we ask you at the end of it is where you think the MAGA base is at. But, you know, as far as the Epstein debacle and now the foreign policy issues, where does Nick Sordor stand on all of this as kind of a voice of populist America in the field on X?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Owen. I think a lot of this stuff, when it first came out, I was down on the ground in Texas there during the floods, trying to focus on that in the beginning, and I didn't realize how bad this was being botched, this whole Epstein thing, until a couple of days afterward. It seems like they are, for whatever reason, don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Trump guy, have been since he came down the golden escalator. But this entire thing seems like an awful, awful PR operation gone wrong. And the fact that Pam Bondi, I know that President Trump is backing Pam Bondi, but I don't think there is any way at this point for Pam Bondi to fully regain the trust of the American people, let alone MAGA. I mean, she hasn't done anything. Nobody is being seen being put in handcuffs. I talk to people, as you were saying, when I travel all around the country talking to folks, and it's the same thing every time. People want to know where the arrests are, and Pam Bondi is not delivering. That was a campaign promise, a big campaign promise. And, you know, has anybody from the corrupt Biden regime been put in handcuffs at this point? No. So that's what – it's really discouraging to people. And this was just the cherry on top, man. I can't imagine this could have been handled worse. Jeffrey Epstein himself could have handled the PR fallout better than Pam Bondi.
Well, and now it turns out that Bondi, and maybe Trump's keeping her around for this purpose, is just like the punching bag. You know, everybody's kind of agreed, okay, we're going to feel comfortable going after Bondi. Some people willing to go after Trump, some not comfortable with that. Some people are even lumping in Bongino and Patel into all of this. Some people are differentiating them from Bondi. But now it's like, yeah, okay, everybody agrees Bondi is the problem. And I guess I'll just say this momentarily here, and maybe you can chew on this too, but if Trump is keeping Bondi around strategically to be the punching bag for all of this negative press, okay. But then the question becomes, will Trump fire her and do a recess appointment of an attorney general that can actually get in there and get something done.
That would be the most beautiful outcome, Owen, is that somebody else be put in there during a you know, the argument that I've been hearing a lot is, well, nobody else could get approved by the Senate. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even really care if they're approved by the Senate. That's what recess appointments are for. We could get somebody in there as a bulldog, even if it was temporary, and just go balls to the wall and start locking people up, you know, and then we'll worry about running somebody through the Senate confirmation process. We have to take advantage of the cards we were given. The American people gave a mandate to start arresting people, start holding people accountable, especially from the corrupt Biden administration, who weaponized the DOJ against you and against a bunch of other patriots that finally got pardons, you know, after a very long time and a lot of suffering. And, you know, but that was a campaign promise that was delivered. But we have to continue going further. You know, we voted for more. And I think Trump knows that. And I'm hoping that he's not being gatekept from this information to the point where, you know, I don't know how much time President Trump himself spends on social media. I would say, you know, he's probably dictating his posts that are going to True Social, not reading the comment section, nothing like that. So the information that he has is being spoon-fed to him, and I don't know by who. So I don't think Trump is a bad actor here, but I think maybe there are some bad actors in his inner circle that need to be weeded out. Laura Loomer is saying that she's going to drop an expose on that entire thing over the next few days, and I'm hoping that she does. You know, when it comes to personnel decisions in the White House or people that are holdovers and such, she's done a really good job at weeding them out, and I'm hoping she can take that further.
Well, I think most have determined now, and maybe this is coming from people inside the White House that know what's going on, but now people are talking about Susie Wiles. I will say that there was a let's say, organic campaign push for people to start saying her name and saying, hey, she's the one gatekeeping things. And to specifically address what you just said, you know, how is Trump so bad at reading the room right now? Well, maybe that's because Susie Wiles is keeping what's really going on from him. Keep in mind, J.D. Vance is probably the most connected, I think culturally in tune with Trump's base. Well, he's in like Disney World or something. So he's not even with President Trump right now. Well, where is Susie Wiles? So if anybody would be in there saying, hey, President Trump, here's what's really going on. Here's what people are really saying and thinking. It would be J.D. Vance. Well, he's not there. And so then it's Susie Wiles. Now, I don't know what Laura Loomer has planned. I have a feeling that Loomer is comfortable with Susie Wiles based off of former conversations that I've had with her. You know, now people are talking about Susie Wiles working with other members of the Trump administration and some Chinese communist tied parties. So not just with some of these people that we've identified before as being tied into other people, but now it might be Susie Wiles, who we also know is tied in directly to Netanyahu and helped him get reelected. So we'll see how far Laura Loomer wants to go on all of this. If she doesn't mention Susie Wiles, I expect that's because she's friendly with Susie. But there's no doubt somebody is not giving Trump good information and maybe even is taking advantage of Trump and intentionally scuttling what was supposed to be the America First agenda. Do you see it differently?
No, I don't know exactly who would be doing it. I don't know Susie Wiles. I don't know, you know, there's some lot of people in the inner rings of the administration that we don't even know who is pulling strings in the background, not in like a Joe Biden sort of way, but we don't know who is, you know, writing the posts for him, who is telling him, you know, what's on social media. You know, they've back in his first administration, it seemed like he was, you know, reading a lot of this stuff himself. He was seeing a lot of this stuff himself on social media, which actually brought a lot more influence into the inner circle from these people on social media. But, you know, right now, I think that's a problem. You know, Trump does react to pressure from social media at times, but it's sometimes days later and such, like people finally went to him and are like, oh, well, you know, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Maybe we should change course after all, because here's the feedback from it. And they pick and choose what gets to him. You know, I don't know. Look, there's a lot of people you can't trust on this Epstein information. There's a lot of people that come out and said, all right, you know what? I've been, you know, hammering this for years now under Joe Biden. And now President Trump says we need to stop talking about the Epstein files. So I'm going to shut up and stop talking about the Epstein files. That's not how you do this. That's not going to win people back over. It might win people over that are just blindly loyal to a person rather than the MAGA movement. But this is not going to go away, no matter how hard they push. And, you know, I think they're really underestimating that within the administration right now. And they're going to learn. You know, we're not going to shut up about it.
Well, I would advise Laura Loomer to look into Susie Wiles, Brian Lanza, Mercury Consulting, and Goshen Incorporated, if she's willing to go there. But let's move on from that, because you said something earlier that people don't really appreciate, and that's, you might call it boots on the ground intel, organic intel, but you literally go around the country, you talk to a bunch of people, you're on the scene. And I noticed that a lot of people tend to just live in their social media bubble or live in whatever political bubble they live in. And I just don't know if they don't have a social life or they just don't engage in political conversations or what. But I see a lot of people are really just missing out on this. I talk to people in my different social circles and they're all saying the same thing. Where are the deep state arrests? Hey, why are we continuing the bad foreign policies of the neocons? Those are the two big things that I'm hearing. So it can't just be discounted with somebody that's stuck in a political bubble or a political loop or just really stuck in a DC propaganda cycle. That's what I get. When I talk to people out there that aren't even political people, they're all saying the same thing. Where are the deep state arrests and why are we doing the neocon foreign policy? Are you getting similar responses?
That's exactly what I was saying. That's the, you know, like my, even my dad, for example, you know, he's just a guy from Kentucky that's a, you know, blue collar working class guy. And he even tells me that his friends say the same thing. And they're coming up in conversation. That is one of the biggest aspects of their conversations. They're talking about, you know, where are the arrests, especially deep state, especially corrupt Biden officials. None of that happened. That's what people were, you know, really, really excited about. That was one of the top issues on the campaign trail. And that seems to be something that's, you know, not really being delivered on. Is it because Pam Bondi is in over her head? Maybe. I think that's, you know, that fact that she's in over her head is true regardless of the facts of these cases. But, you know, there are too many people that are more interested in becoming social media influencers and talking heads on TV than actually doing the job. And people are starting to see that, especially with people like Pam Bondi again, that it's like a running joke at this point that is angering people more and more that she spends more time on TV, on Fox News in particular, than actually doing her job. And people are getting fed up with it. And you know, the counter argument that pro-Bondi pundits will give, is like, oh, well, she's just doing her job to be transparent and such. No, she goes on TV and lies. What is transparent about that? That's not transparent. Over-promising, under-delivering. We're never going to forget about the fact she said the files were on her desk and that the releases that she gave to the influencers at the White House, which was a total setup, by the way. I was supposed to be there, and thankfully I wasn't. Because that was a trap that was set for these influencers to try to even on the front, Owen, I don't know if you saw this part, but it said the most transparent administration in human history.
And phase
they released
one.
These files that were, and phase one.
Yeah,
they said phase two was coming,
phase
it's going to be much bigger.
Phase two was we're going to bury it.
Right. It's like, you know, this was another one. I can go on for days and days and days about this botched PR operation where they attempted to steer the narrative by releasing these binders and saying, oh, we're doing it. This backfired in their face so badly that they had to move into cover-up mode.
Well, look, just on that momentarily, you know, I don't have to defend the individuals that got caught up in that, as you call it. It was an entrapment. It was all Bondi's thought, by the way. So I'm not here to defend them, and people can have issues with them or, you know, question, you know, whatever it is that they're involved in. Many of them, I will say this, I suppose in their defense, many, if not most of them, have come out and scolded Bondi for it. So you know, but obviously they're going to have to deal with that. I wasn't there. You weren't there. You know the behind-the-scenes stuff as well. But I just feel like at this point, I don't know if it – I mean, if you don't deliver – something on the Epstein files, then I don't know if people will ever forgive or forget or if you can even bring back some of that trust. But here's a microcosm, because it all is the same issue, and it all leads back to the deep state arrest not happening. Here's a microcosm. About a month ago, when the ICE protests started happening and getting violent. We saw multiple statements from Pam Bondi and the FBI talking about how they're going to get to the bottom of this. They're going to find out the organizers and the funders, and they're going to put an end to this. And, of course, where does it end up? On Pam Bondi's desk. Well, what did they do? They arrested one guy who was distributing face masks, and then they arrest some street thugs that they catch, and that's fine. You arrest the street varmint. They never went after the fundraisers. They never went after the organizers. And so what did we just see in the last week? We saw ICE agents get rocks thrown at them, rocks thrown at their vehicles, guns fired at them, other projectiles and explosives lobbed at them. So why is this happening? It's because you didn't do it. It's because you didn't do the work, because you didn't stop the funders and you didn't stop the organizers. Now ICE agents are getting shot at. So it's like, that's just a microcosm, and it feeds into everything else. So because you didn't go after the deep state on issue, it's worse over here. Because you didn't go after the funders and organizers, now ICE agents are getting shot at. It's like, why don't they ever address the root of the problem? I guess that's our frustration. It's like they never go after the root of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about how the lack of arrest, you know, the overpromising and underdelivering, that does, you know, that's going to enable these people, making them feel like they're just, you know, they're not vulnerable to being arrested and such. It empowers them, especially out in California. You're talking about that. And, you know, on that issue, how much more is this going to have to go? How much further is this going to be taken, you know, ICE officers being shot at and such, before we get serious and put the military on the ground during all of these ICE raids? The Marines aren't going to take that crap, okay? ICE only has so much manpower. It's time to get the military involved and put the military on these front lines and take care of these people. If you're shooting at an ICE officer, why are you leaving in anything but a body bag at this point, okay? I don't think that guy still has been caught. He is still out there free, roaming the streets, ready to do it again. You know, that was botched all by itself. And, you know, when these people see that they're under the arrest, and what is there to be afraid of? What is there to be afraid of?
Yeah, by the way, and I don't think it's the same individual, the FBI still has a wanted out for Benjamin Song, who is also connected to Antifa. I don't know if that's the same guy, but yeah, they're still looking for these guys. And again, because you didn't go after the root cause, you let the problem get worse. And now what are you going to do? Now you have to reconsider your entire law enforcement strategy on this. You know what? Quickly, to pivot real quick, though, people are kind of not knowing what really happened with the Texas floods, and I know that you were up there. People don't really understand how bad it was. But, you know, I would say, and I want to get your take because you were actually there, aside from the National Guard getting called out and the diving rescue team and those guys, which are legends, I mean, just legends for the work that they put in saving lives. But aside from that, the people that I'm talking to have had nothing but complaints. They've had nothing but complaints of the response. I even found out something extremely disturbing. I'll let you respond to this first. But what would you say from actually being there? What do the locals feel about the response? And what are things looking like for the flood victims in Texas right now?
Yeah, I think a lot of the complaints that I have heard have had to do with not receiving alerts. Not that alerts weren't sent out, because, you know, we do have proof that alerts were sent out, but the lack of connectivity in that region, the lack of cell coverage and stuff, and those alerts not actually getting to the phones. That's a big complaint that has been levied out there amongst a lot of different people. So this is going to have to be addressed at some point. However, you know, the actual rescue operation itself, they had pre-deployed assets out there. They had National Guard, they had Texas Task Force 1, dive teams already deployed in that area 2 days prior, waiting for something like this to potentially happen. Now, nobody knew how bad it was going to actually be, which is why people are now talking about the potential for cloud seeding and whether or not that played a role in it. And that's a serious concern that I'm going to be looking into a lot this week to see if that played a role in this. You know, they tell us that doesn't happen. They're lying to us. It definitely happens. But whether or not it contributes to a disaster like this is something that the American people deserve to know. Don't let them let you stop talking about that, because even if it didn't have to do with this disaster, what other disasters could it have potentially played a role in And right now, it's very, very unregulated, this practice of cloud seeding. You know, and that's a concern I'm hearing more and more. But, you know, you have to think about it, Owen. During the first days of this, especially the first day, you know, I was there on the ground and there are helicopters constantly flying overhead, but I couldn't see them because the cloud cover was so low and it was still raining. So the fact that they were able to actually bring in the Coast Guard and make over 850 rescues, hundreds of which were done by air, is pretty impressive, to be totally honest with you. Like, I've seen the response efforts in places like for example, Western North Carolina, where nobody was there to be found. There were, like, state police were sent there and had no orders. They didn't know what to do. There was no organization. The National Guard wasn't activated for days in that situation. And hundreds of people lost their lives up in the hills. A lot of people even lost their lives to suicide because they were cut off from communications and nobody was coming to help them. So, you know, if you want to talk about a disaster response, a botched response, it would be what happened somewhere like Western North Carolina. I think with the cards that Texas was dealt with at this time and how they could react on the spot, given the circumstances and given the lack of connectivity, I think that they handled it fairly well.
Well, if you need any assistance in your investigation on the cloud seeding, I've done a lot of research into that. I've even talked to the CEO of Rainmaker, who is doing the cloud seeding there, so he can help you in that investigation, answer some of your questions, differentiate between private sector cloud seeding and then potential bigger government projects. But that's another follow-up for another day. What I heard mostly was, I don't think... First of all, I think the Trump administration is just so, it's basically just drowning in issues right now. So I'm not really surprised that they couldn't really prioritize Texas. I don't think they knew how bad it was. Again, the National Guard's swim rescue team did literally heroic work. Most of the complaints I'm hearing are from the local government. And then it turns out that some of the local emergency response crews, like the fire department, well, guess what? They were prioritizing diversity for the last couple of years, diversity. So there's a lot of similar stories with that. Now, this is one story that I heard, and I wonder how isolated this is or if you heard about it. So a large portion of that flood zone was literally cut off because all the bridges were out. And it turns out there was a private landowner who had a bridge that was usable and intact, called the local government and said, hey, we got a bridge here. You can start getting people out on this bridge, because they had all the bridges blocked and nobody could get out. They were stranded. And the local government said, no, we're not going to use that bridge. We're going to keep that just for us and not let the public use it. Did you hear any about that?
No, this is actually the first time hearing about this, Owen. The entire time that I was there on the ground, I never heard anything along those lines. I'm not saying that it's not correct, because, you know, it makes a lot of sense. A lot of those bridges are very low bridges. Like, they're not the type of bridges that you would think of when you're crossing a river. You know, they're bridges that are very susceptible to when the water rises, to, you know, going under the water or being very, very close to the water level. And so, you know, it would make a lot of sense to me that there would only be like one or two bridges that may be able to be crossed. You know, when I was there, the only bridge that I could cross, what legally anyway, was the Kerrville Bridge in downtown Kerrville, that's elevated enough. The rest of them had already been underwater and were severely damaged. So, you know, I hope to God that story isn't true, because that would be absolutely infuriating. But I mean, you can see like how close that in that video that you're showing right here, how close that bridge was to the water, and at one point was underwater. Going back to like the DEI practice, the DEI hiring and stuff like that, you saw Austin's fire chief, who has a fantastic Swiftwater rescue team inside of them, and their DEI fire chief saying, no, we're not going to send our highly trained swimmers down to Texas, even though they were down to Kerrville.
Nick, hold that thought.
So.
We're up against a break. And again, I was just talking to a bunch of locals. And it turns out, because I didn't even know this, Travis County, Austin actually has some of the biggest budgets and biggest emergency response teams in the country. And for some reason, the local government was botching this whole job. Nick's order is my guess. We'll be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, Nick Sorter, my guest here, and we were finishing up our conversation about what's going on in the Texas floods. And so I wanted to let him finish up with that and then talk about the anniversary of the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt. And then I don't know if he wants to. I don't know if he saw. He was busy in Texas. But some of the events that took place at the Turning Point events this weekend, which now Charlie Kirk is saying stop talking about Epstein today, but we can get to that too if he would like. Why don't you finish up your commentary on what you saw there in Texas, your final thoughts, and then we'll move on to the Butler situation.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most disturbing aspects of it, and I didn't even know if it was real at first. I was kind of doubting that it was real because it was so bizarre. Owen, you saw this statement, I guess, from the from the Austin fire chief, or not from the Austin fire chief, but from their lack of response and the lack of assistance down to the Swiftwater rescue crews wanted to deploy to Kerrville and the surrounding areas down there, and the DEI fire chief said no. Which cost, you know, how many lives we don't know, but, and the guy still has a job. So it really shows you how broken, Austin in particular is there in Texas. And, you know, there were a lot of other mutual aid, that came in, a lot of other fire departments, but Austin having one of the best Swiftwater rescue teams in the country, refusing to deploy to help their fellow Texans just really, it irks me to my core. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it reeks of what we saw with the Los Angeles wildfires and all the all the DEI commitment there. Yeah, it's amazing. Democrats love to prioritize diversity instead of effectiveness. I think that's the consistent story we see here.
Yeah, and apparently they didn't learn. They didn't learn from last year. They're going to continue to double, triple, quadruple down on it, no matter how many lives it costs. The same thing, like you're saying, happened in Los Angeles with the, you know, they insist on having DEI in every top position in the government out there in Los Angeles, including the fire department. And you saw there's no water in the fire hydrants, no water in the reservoirs. And, you know, that's thank you to that fire chief and the DEI mayor, who both of them ended up butting heads at the end of the day, and nothing has been fixed. There's still probably no water in the fire hydrants, and practically nobody has rebuilt out there. You've got Gavin Newsom prioritizing a $100 million low-income housing complex to be built in the Palisades, which, you know, started to fuel people up and think, hey, maybe this was actually a land grab. And even if it doesn't, it's like Maui, Owen, even if it doesn't start off as a land grab, it becomes a land grab at the end of the day. Don't think that's going to happen in Kerrville, but definitely in Los Angeles and Maui, where Maui is still just as destroyed as it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and you know all about that. You were down there covering that for weeks, multiple times. All right, yeah. Moving on to the anniversary of the Butler assassination attempt, which was yesterday. Here's some of the headlines from today or yesterday as well. Alarming report. Current Secret Service Director Sean Curran signed off on unacceptable security plan the day before Butler rally where Trump was nearly killed. Okay, well, that's concerning. By the way, Bongino expressed concerns over that decision before he became the FBI Deputy Director. Mm-hmm. Secret Service failed to discipline agent at heart of security failures in Butler, Pennsylvania. Agent warned 25 minutes before shooting that Thomas Crooks was on the roof with a rangefinder. So 25 minutes he was on the roof. Nobody punished for that. Tom Cotton speaking the obvious over the weekend, saying that mistakes were made that day on security. Oh, thank you, Tom. Thomas Matthew Crooks, five unanswered questions about would-be Trump assassin. Would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks remains an enigma. Secret Service could have stopped assassination attempt but didn't. And maybe we could talk about this, but now you have people that were, you know, originally doubting that any of it ever happened, calling it fake. Now, that's once again a story. Oh, was Trump really even shot? Was the whole thing staged? I'm not saying that, but more people are talking about that again on the anniversary. So, okay, aside from all the headlines, though, Nick, the one thing remains the issue, which is how do we not have any answers? Are we really supposed to believe that this guy just acted alone?
You know, at this point, I don't know why we don't have any answers. I mean, we're a year later, we know, you know, more about, you know, you name it than, I mean, besides, the only thing we don't know more about is the Epstein situation than we know about Thomas Crooks. We hardly know anything about the other guy that tried to assassinate President Trump either. But going back to this story, you know, I keep hearing, on the anniversary, I'm hearing clips of local counter-sniper teams and local police that saw him, you know, 10 minutes beforehand, wandering creepily around the building, suspiciously trying to radio in, couldn't get anybody from the Secret Service to take the call on the radio. And then you hear that they had intel 10 days before that this was a plan of action in Butler, Pennsylvania, and nothing was done about that. That wasn't related to anybody that was on the scene that day either. And, you know, you're like, more and more, the conspiracy theorists sound like they're right. Like, okay, yeah, it sounds like an inside job. I mean, how many mistakes can be a coincidence, you know, before you start saying, okay, yeah, maybe they didn't plant this guy. Maybe they didn't hire this guy, but they knew this guy was going to do it, and they were willing and able to let it happen. That almost seems like one of the most likely scenarios at this point. And you were canceled and called a conspiracy theorist just a few months ago for saying anything along those lines. And what worries me is, you know, the question is, how much of this stuff was destroyed? How much evidence was destroyed under the previous administration to the point where we can't release anything new on this? What does the Trump administration actually know? I know Trump has been publicly calling for more information on this to be released. Is there a reason he, you know, did he get answers privately and now he knows, and so he, you know, doesn't want that to be released? The situation is so confusing. I don't know if Trump is being gatekept from this information, just like the public is, or if the information was destroyed, or if our intel agencies are still just as compromised as they were before, and really nothing has been done to weed out these bad actors.
You know, here's another story that's not getting much attention. How is Congress so ineffective? How is Congress so pathetic here? And, you know, I would say, if I'm just answering the question myself, I'd say, okay, well, Congress has too much to deal with, right? All right. They got all these other issues now. And so they can't conclude anything. It's like we come here, we take the initial swipes, and then we have to move on to something else. But you remember, we all watched the Senate hearings and the House hearings in response to the assassination attempt. We all remember FBI leadership, Secret Service leadership at the time, saying, oh, we'll get those answers for you. We'll get those answers for you. We'll answer these things. We'll do follow-up hearings. There'll be more hearings. There'll be more information. None of that happened. Literally none of it happened. There were no answers given. There were no big follow-up hearings, and Congress totally dropped the ball. And so you start to remember that how pathetic Congress. You start to remember that, yeah, Congress really dropped the ball on this too. They could have forced a lot of these answers into the public, and they just refused to do it. They let the FBI, they let the Secret Service just walk away.
Well, you know, Owen, Congress is, they say they're too busy or whatever, but in reality, they're focused on what their next vacation is going to be. I mean, when you get 30 weeks of vacation per year, you know, you have a lot of options for destinations. So that seems to be the biggest concern. And people are totally fatigued with hearing members of Congress say things are going to happen. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing that. We're going to investigate the auto pen. We're going to investigate Biden's cognitive decline. And then all of a sudden they do all these hearings behind closed doors, and the American people aren't allowed to know what goes on in them. It's a big circus. It's a big circus, and people are freaking tired of it. You know, I see it under every time that I, you know, report the fact that, you know, a member of Congress puts out a statement and goes on TV and says that, okay, well, we're going to watch this investigation. We're going to watch this investigation. Everybody in the comment section is saying the same thing. You know, nobody's really excited about this stuff anymore because they know nothing comes out of it. I know nothing comes out of it. It's like, it's a game, and it's exhausting, and people have no faith in our Congress at all. You see them all whining and crying about, you know, even some Republicans about, you know, DOGE going in and making huge cuts and doing oversight. And members of Congress are saying, oh, well, that's supposed to be our job. We do oversight. Well, you don't do it. You don't do it. Nobody trusts you to do it. You know, at the end of the day, I think look, I said this earlier about certain members of the administration like Pam Bondi, that they'd much rather be social media influencers than actually do their job. That's their biggest thing. They want a viral tweet. They want a segment from, you know, Fox News to go viral on X, and everybody praise them and yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what a lot of them want, and that's what a lot of them get, but they don't actually do anything. And I don't know how we change that at this point. You know, besides just like eliminating everybody from Congress and starting over, I have very little faith that that is ever going to change at this point.
You mean like Nancy Mace, who I actually think is, she's probably one of the better ones in Congress, honestly. It's not saying much, but I actually like, overall, I like Nancy Mace's work. You mean like, Nancy Mace, teasing nude photos?
Look, I mean, I'll just say this. That was the first congressional hearing I ever went to personally.
Oh, you were really excited, huh?
I figured out that if she was actually going to expose nudes in front of Congress, that C-SPAN wasn't going to cover it, so I had to be the guy to get it.
You were doing America's work. Doing the good work.
But anyway, it's like these things are just, and the reason that I've never been to congressional hearings before is because they're 90% of the time, they're a total waste of time. It's all, everybody, again, worried about getting sound bites and then not taking any further action on the issue. There are certain members that will follow through with action and stuff, but I mean, you could name them on one hand at this point. Everything else is just a show. And, you know, I know your audience realizes that. I don't even have to, I'm preaching to the choir here at this point. So what's the next step? You know, that's what we've got to figure out. I'm tired of people like, you know, some of the, I'm going out on a limb here, but some of the endorsements that we get, like why is Lindsey Graham being endorsed for re-election in South Carolina? You know, what's that all about? How are we ever going to get anything to change if we continue being told that we have to support people like Lady Graham? You know, I don't know. And if you go against that, you get called out. You get called, yo, you're not MAGA. You're whatever. You're against President Trump. No, it's like we have independent thoughts. We're allowed to have independent thoughts. And you know, that is one of the biggest issues in our movement, is that everybody will try to, if you don't immediately fall in line and you have any sort of alternative opinion to what, you know, certain people are telling you to say, they try to ostracize you. They try to outcast you from the movement. And, that's another thing that we're going to have to deal with, Owen. I know you've been on the receiving end of a lot of that BS recently.
Well, we could quickly address that. I mean, it's literally just like dogs running to the bull. Like they hear Trump shake the feed bag and it's just racing to the bull for Trump feed. And I mean, you know, I don't do that. I'm not part of that game. Never going to be part of that game. But that's kind of what I view it as. It's just they act like dogs, so they're going to be treated like dogs. But, you know, my problem with it is, hey, look, make your own decision in life. You want to attach your hitch to MAGA and to Trump permanently, and that's what you're going to do for the next 4 years. Hey, fine, that's a you thing. You know, if you want to just, you know, bark whenever you're told to and jump whenever you're told to and sit whenever you want to be treated like a dog, that's fine. My problem is what I'm seeing happening now is that I think the Trump administration has realized this. I think they've consciously made the decision, maybe even Trump himself, which the decision is, we're not going to be able to please real MAGA. We're not going to be able to please the real Trump base, the original Trump base from 2016. But you know what? We got all these people that are loyal like dogs that will do exactly what we want them to do. So let's just address everything for them, and then they'll clean up the waste for us. They'll clean up all the droppings that are left behind. So what I see happening is it's actually hurting the MAGA movement. It's hurting the Trump populist coalition. And now they've seen that. So they're saying, oh, we're going to cater everything to this group over here, the brainwashed folks that are like the left that just consume whatever they're told to. It's like they're not even trying to bring the coalition back. It's like they're not even trying to appease the original base from 2016. It's like they've moved on.
Yeah, well, that strategy is not going to work at the end of the day. It's really not. It's more and more people, especially when it comes to you saw a lot of the feedback that they were getting at, I was actually in the room for Tucker's speech there at Turning Point. I wanted to go into the room and I wanted to gauge the reaction to Tucker. And it was super warm until he mentioned that U.S. citizens shouldn't be allowed to serve in foreign militaries, which I didn't realize was controversial, right? And there were certain groups of people that were walking out, but the reason that they were so upset by it is because the room was backing Tucker, not, you know, foreign governments, which I feel like we're making a lot of progress on, you know, especially with the younger generation. They don't listen to Mark Levin. They don't listen to the propaganda. They're not afraid to speak out against these foreign nations that are trying to take advantage of us anymore. We're being, you know, super effective when it comes to that. And I'm really happy to see that. I know that made a lot of people uncomfortable. Certain people will say uncomfortable this weekend when he was doing that, but he hit the nail on the head and people see it. people were engaged with his speech, and it was incredible to see in person. And I'm hoping for more of that. Tucker is really helping to start a more mainstream movement toward what is actually America First. And I know people have been trying to convince you that you're either anti-Semitic or whatever, you hate the Jews because you don't want to be involved in another foreign war, which is what Trump ran on. And luckily, we're not involved in another foreign war at this point. But there were so many people that were saying that if you don't support boots on the ground in Iran, that you are not MAGA, because it's very America First to take out to do regime change in a country that has no capability of even striking us. You know, it's very weird. You know, at the end of the day, if it weren't for our interest in this other Middle Eastern foreign nation, you know, if it wasn't for, the amount of stuff that we've done for Israel over the past, would Iran even talk about us? Like, what am I missing here? Why does Iran hate us?
Well, see, you're asking the questions that you're not supposed to ask, and that's why you get attacked so vehemently when you ask these questions. But you know what? I'm actually glad. I was going to go there anyway. I didn't realize that you were actually there. But since you were, this makes it even more important, because we saw... So I guess what I'm asking you to do for the audience here is, for people that weren't there, all they get is the propaganda in the aftermath, right? So for the people that weren't there, all they can do is see the different clips and the different commentary and the different angles and perspectives responding to the clips of what Tucker said, or the debate between Dave Smith and I forget who Dave Smith was debating on the issue of Israel. But they just get to see the different clips and some cut out of context and then political commentary on it that might not have actually represented the crowd. So you were actually there. What was the response like? And I guess I would frame it like this. You've kind of already started to build the framework, but I guess I would frame it like this. An issue like foreign policy or directly Israel has always been a no-go zone on the right. I've always called, fighting anti-Semitism or supporting Israel, that's kind of like Black Lives Matter for the right. You just, this is our virtue signal. This is our social justice warrior. We stand with Israel. You know, that's always been the pitch to the right wing, and it's worked forever, but obviously it's fading now. It's not working now. And I think some of the evidence was present at the TPUSA event, but you were actually there. So cut through the propaganda, cut through the out of context clips. What was that actually like? What was being there and this new discussion really on the right going mainstream? What was all of that actually like?
Well, you're right, Owen. A lot of the clips were taken out of context, and they weren't, I wasn't actually at that, that particular debate because I left. It'd been like a really freaking long week in Texas, and I was exhausted the entire time I was at Turning Point, so I left early. But what I will say is Tucker served as an icebreaker at this event. You know, he went all in on what he was saying. He knew that it was going to be difficult. You know, everybody going into that event, like, you see people online all the time that are saying that, you know, Turning Point is just, they don't allow these voices in there that oppose Israel and such. They invited Tucker on stage knowing what Tucker was going to talk about. I was walking around there and Myron Gaines was there, if you know who Myron Gaines is. Not exactly a friend of the government of Israel. I love to see that these people were invited and even given a microphone for 45 minutes like Tucker was. And, you know, I got a chance to talk to a lot of the staff and stuff in the background, and they were like cheering this on. They were happy. They loved the fact that Tucker was able to take the stage, say whatever he wanted to, and got the reaction he did out of the room. It was really inspiring. And I'm telling you, like, the kids that were in that room, because this was a student action summit, right? So a lot of them were like Gen Z people. And, you know, I don't think anybody there, and not even Tucker, expected the warm reception that he got to that. So I think that, you know, you're going to see a shift in the way that even organizations like Turning Point approach this stuff, because they know that's where the younger generation is going. You know, they don't take the talking points that you get from Fox News, who like force feeds boomers this, you know, like, Israel is, you know, as great as the United States sort of thing, and that you're unholy if you don't support the government of Israel. You know, that stuff is going out the window. People of the younger generation aren't buying it, and that really was reinforced this weekend. And this is going to be a turning point in the conversation.
Well, it's true. actually, I don't know, pun not intended. It is a turning point. And I've always said this too. It really is a generational thing. And again, I'm not trying to be morbid, and I respect my elders and their wisdom and experience. But the truth is, the foreign policy ideology, and specifically the support of Israel of the boomer generation, is gone. It's gone. And you can't really sell younger generations of conservatives on this never-ending support of Israel. It's just not going to be there. I'd say it's actually deteriorating faster than I even anticipated. And the only people that are trying to prop it up are either boomers who were sold this propaganda post-World War II their whole lives, literal foreign assets, or people that have a dual loyalty, which I'm not even sitting in judgment of this. There are plenty of people that are citizens of Israel and America, and even Jewish Americans, and they have a dual loyalty to Israel. Hey, that's fine. Perfectly fine. You're in a very small minority.
But you shouldn't be allowed to make decisions on behalf of our government at that point. Because you're not fully loyal to the United States. This should not be controversial. You know, we're not even allowed to know who in Congress is a dual citizen, no matter what country it is. Okay? If you're pulling the purse strings and you have the authority to declare war on behalf of our country, if you're a dual citizen of a country that benefits from one side of that war or the other, then, you know, that's a huge problem. And nobody wants to talk about that because, for whatever reason, even if you don't say what country you're talking about, you end up being labeled as an anti-Semite. And that needs to end, and I think it is ending. This is going to be a long, brutal fight because, you know, these people have a tendency to, cancel culture is a big part of what, let's say, the ADL and AIPAC does. So.
Yeah, well, it's becoming more obvious now than ever that the conversations are being had and that good communicators like Tucker Carlson are hitting the pressure points that cannot be defended. And, you know, I think that this is going to be the problem with the selling point. Most younger generations, I believe you're in your 20s, but even me, I'm in my 30s. Most younger generations, we don't really have any feelings towards Israel at all. I was usually neutral, now pro-Israel. It's kind of like with the left-right sliding graph that Musk used, where he's standing in the middle, but then the left has gone so far left that he just ends up on the right. I think the same thing has happened with the Israel issues. If you're just standing neutral, well, the pro-Israel side has gone so far to the right that now you're just considered anti-Israel, but you haven't even moved. So the problem they're going to have with these younger generations like me, like you, is, you know, we didn't grow up in times like the older generations grew up in. We grew up in times where people are struggling financially. Nobody can afford a house. Nobody can afford a car. You go downtown, it's filled with crime and poverty. We're sick of hearing about foreign countries. We're sick of hearing about the plight of foreign countries. We're sick of sending never-ending aid to foreign countries while ours is collapsing all around us. Good luck selling that to younger generations that see nothing but the deterioration in front of their eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit it right on the head. It's like, I don't even like talking about this issue because it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me as an American. None of the people that I help out there that I go to, you know, that do relief efforts there in Western North Carolina, as well as Kerrville, Texas, and the surrounding area on Maui. All of those people are Americans. Those are who I care about. That's who I want justice for. That's who I want to help, right? And until we can take care of those problems ourselves and take care of the victims of these situations and actually make our schools functional and such, we need to just, you know, stop. Like, I don't care what happens in the Middle East. And, you know, unless you have a vested interest in specific countries out there, then I don't know why you care either. America First does not include any other country. End of story.
Nick Sortor on fire. Thank you, brother. Enjoy at least a day from traveling the world.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're in the fourth and final hour of today's Alex Jones Show. I do have some other stacks of news I want to get to here. I do intend to give out the phone number coming up in the next segment. We'll have time for some calls as well. Listen to this absolutely ridiculous story. Three illegal aliens were just arrested in Oklahoma, and you've heard about similar crimes like this before, people trying to steal copper wire. But listen to this wild one in clip 22.
Three men were caught stripping copper from a U.S. cellular antenna site. They are now behind bars in McLean County. Deputies say this happened yesterday around noon, just north of Purcell. That is where these three men were allegedly busted by an employee who was there to investigate a signal loss. Deputies stopped them, found 3,600 feet of copper lines in their cargo trailer that had been taken from that tower. They say they also found climbing gear and cutting tools. Authorities believe they may be connected to a similar copper theft near Wayne the night before. All three men are believed to be in the U.S. illegally. They are currently on ICE hold.
So it sounds like some organized crime going after these copper wires, but you know what's even wilder about it? Folks, that's like, how much money of copper even is that? Like $1,000 maybe? So that's what's even crazier, is to go through all that effort for the copper that, I mean, you're not going to get much return on it. So I don't even know what's going on. But that's very well known. People going into houses that are abandoned and ripping copper wire out of the wall, going into business facilities, ripping copper wire out of the wall. Now they're climbing cell phone towers, but it's like you're not even getting much money for that. I guess go get a job. But I guess for them, they're illegal alien criminals, so maybe getting a job is not exactly on the table. By the way, so this was Trump earlier today. I wonder what type of effect this will have. Will it have the same effect as it has in the past, or not so much anymore? Trump talking about potential tariffs on Russia, giving them a 50-day notice here in clip 28.
One of the reasons that you're here today is to hear that we are very unhappy, I am, with Russia, but we'll discuss that maybe a different day. But we're very, very unhappy with them, and we're going to be doing very severe tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days. Tariffs at about 100%. You'd call them secondary tariffs. You know what that means. But today we're going to talk about something else. And as you know, we've spent $350 billion approximately on this war with Russia and Ukraine, and would like to see it end. It wasn't my war, it was Biden's war. It's not my war. I'm trying to get you out of it. And we want to see it end. And I'm disappointed in President Putin, because I thought we would have had a deal 2 months ago, but it doesn't seem to get there. So based on that, we're going to be doing secondary tariffs. If we don't have a deal in 50 days, it's very simple. And they'll be at 100%. And that's the way it is. That can be more simple. It's just the way it is. I hope we don't have to do it.
Folks, look, we have to just be realistic about what's going on. This is not the same Trump from the first term. And quite frankly, it's not the same Trump from even 3 months ago. And that's how the world views it as well. I think that's how Putin views it. And he says, oh, I got you. I'm trying to get you out of this war. Well, no, you're not. You're just confirming more weapons and more assistance for Ukraine. That's going to prolong the war. And so now Trump is being driven away from Russia. But I don't think this has the same effect, folks. In the first term, Trump's big talk definitely had the intended effects. And even in the first couple months of his administration, I think world leaders, China, Russia specifically, were kind of like, okay, let's see what goes on here. I don't think it hits anymore, folks. I don't think it has the punch. Now, we'll see what happens in 50 days. But now you're just giving BRICS more momentum and desire to attack the U.S. dollar instead of calming it down and bringing Russia to the table. But you're not getting us out of this war. You're extending the war. Stop aiding Ukraine and the war is over. But now you're going to get both. Russia will take Ukraine and you're going to lose more money.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
All right, we are in the final hour here of the Alex Jones Show. I've just gotten word that we're going to be hearing from Alex coming up in the next segment, so I was going to use that to take calls. We may still have time for calls, so if you really do want to get in and respond to any of the news today, I'll still give you a chance. But just the heads up, we got an incoming report from Alex in the next segment, so my time for the phone lines is more limited than I had originally anticipated. But I'll give you the shot. We might have time for a caller or two. So if you do want to respond here, we'll give you the shot to get in. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. And I'll just ask the crew, too. I won't demand a first-time caller. But, guys, if it's somebody that just has us on speed dial and just clogs up the lines every time, just tell them not today. Because I'd like to hear from some fresh people. Because it just tends, it's what happens in talk radio. You give out the number and people just speed dial it. New callers can't even get on. So if you guys could just do that for me, thank you very much. So I'll try to get to some calls. I do have some other news here. We got Alex coming up. Folks, remember, to support us, you need to be shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. So many great ways to support us there, whether it's the apparel that we have, the t-shirts and the hats that are all very high quality, and a lot of original artwork as well there at thealexjonesstore.com, or the health supplements as well, which just get rave reviews. People will call in and talk about it. They shoot commercials. They volunteer to shoot commercials from us, for us. It's how much they love the products. By the way, right now, when you purchase Power Plant, one of the brand new supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, you can get 50% off any gummy. The Shilajit gummies or the sea moss gummies, both very popular here by the crew, I will say. Both very popular. I kind of tend to avoid the gummies just because I'd probably eat the whole bottle, so I try to avoid the gummies, but that's just how good they taste. But either way, you can get 50% off any of our gummies when you purchase Power Plant at thealexjonesstore.com. And folks, remember, with every purchase there, you are qualified into our raffle and giveaways. Right now, it's the Ford F-250 Lariat truck. Every purchase, multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. And when you're a VIP member, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, you get bonus entries to give yourself an even better chance to win. Right now, Ford F-250 Lariat, when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you are entered to win. Okay, I think I've done enough on the video clips for now, and I know Alex has a bunch he's going to want to play in the next coming segment. So we'll get some of these callers up. In the meantime, I can news blitz through some of this other stuff. Biden says he authorized widespread use of AutoPen during his presidency. Biden says he made the clemency decisions that were recorded with AutoPen. Biden denies White House aides granted clemency without his knowledge. So congratulations to Pam Bondi. Great job. And I suppose the Republican committees as well, you can probably throw them into blame for this too. Congratulations, you have given Joe Biden and the Democrats and the Biden administration, the Biden White House, you have successfully given them enough time to get their story straight. Congratulations. You should have moved on this day one. You should have brought them to the table day one. You should have brought them for public hearings day one. You should have had investigations day one. And you didn't, Pam. And now you've given them all the time they need to get their story straight and to cover it up. So what are the odds you're going to have any justice for one of the biggest crimes perpetrated ever on any White House, by any White House? The Biden auto pen scandal, and now they're going to get away with it. Great job, Pam. Way to go. Now they've all got their story straight, and Biden knows what's going on. The only chance you even have is to call in Biden and he just forgets who he is for a minute or forgets all the lies he was told to tell for a minute. I mean, that'd be the only thing. Sit him down, show him all the parts. He'll say, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. That's about the only chance you have at this point. But even then, they'll just Robert Hur ya and say he's too dumb. He doesn't know what's going on. So, so it's another story about how Biden is mentally impaired. We already knew that. It's just unbelievable. Pam Bondi and the DOJ and the Republican-led House committees, you have successfully let the Democrats run out the clock. You've run out the clock for them, and now they've all had their meetings to get their story straight, so you'll avoid more justice. Way to go. Congratulations. Incredible stuff. But the DOJ needed an easy victory, so they got it, and it was a good one, but it was all it was. They probably really didn't even care. DOJ drops charges against Utah doctor accused of destroying COVID vaccines, Michael Kirk Moore. DOJ dropped the charges against him, and he was injecting fake COVID-19 shots, destroying the real vaccines, so he's really a hero for the people that were being forced these poisonous shots. But the DOJ finally got that one right. They wouldn't have done it, folks. They probably wouldn't have done it if there wasn't all the public pressure and they just didn't need a desperate win. But you know what? The result is still the same, and good for Michael Kirkmore not facing prison anymore. Tina Peters, however, the persecution against Tina Peters continues as judge rules she cannot appear remotely at court hearing. Tina Peters, you know, this is real MAGA. Tina Peters tried to stop the steal of 2020 and she still rots in a Colorado jail. It's disgusting. Now, that's out of the DOJ's hands because that's a state court. But a little more attention to that, please. Let's please do whatever we can to free Tina Peters. That's a really unfortunate, sad story. The attacks on Elon Musk continue. The Tesla leaks, what it's really like to work for Elon Musk. Why Elon Musk may have reached the end of the road at Tesla. Tesla faces first jury trial tied to autopilot system. Well, there's going to be a lot of these autopilot systems, so that's not unexpected. Tesla is going to fire Elon Musk. That's just hilarious. And then this whole Tesla leaks, what it's really like to work for Elon Musk. Well, I happen to know multiple people that work at the Tesla dealership here in Texas. I happen to be neighbors with a couple of them. And I will actually tell you they very much enjoy working at Tesla. Now, like anybody else, they'll complain that they'd like to make more money. So I think you could probably hear the same complaints no matter where you go. Everybody would like more money. So that's the only complaint that, well, you know, we maybe would like to get paid a little more. But overall, they do okay and like it, actually. From all the people, because there's a ton of people here in Austin work at Tesla. Ton of people. And I've never spoken to anybody that doesn't like working there. Everybody that I've talked to seems to enjoy it. So it's just all BS. It's just more BS attacking Elon Musk. Oh, yeah, they're going to get Elon Musk out of Tesla. What a joke. Now, Musk is teasing some huge announcement coming from Tesla in the near future. They're building robots. They're expanding their auto cab system. So I don't know what else they could do. But I wouldn't put too much into these attacks on Elon Musk and Tesla. I don't really think they're going anywhere, to be quite honest with you. Marjorie Taylor Greene posted this. She seems to be really separating herself from the swamp. Americans want affordable living. Housing and insurance across the board are extremely high and becoming out of reach for many young people in the middle class. We do not want to give or sell weapons to Ukraine or be involved in any foreign wars or continue the never-ending flow of foreign aid. We want to solve our problems plaguing our own people. America first. Marjorie Taylor Greene. By the way, if you want a very consumable example of this, just look at what's happened to the median age of home buyers. In 1981, the average age of a home buyer was 31 years old. In the year 2025, the average age of a home buyer is now 56. 56. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Americans have been priced out of being owners. They've been priced out of being independent in their own country. And now the banks own everything. So, yeah, good luck selling younger generations on continuing with all the foreign aid and all the foreign wars when they can't even buy a house. They can't even buy a car. Some people have to go and take out, like, a credit program just for groceries. Very sad state of affairs. All right. Let's go to the phone lines, and we'll stay right here in Texas with Albert. Albert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So it's so confusing right now. We're hearing things that contradict one another from, you know, Bondi and Patel are together now, and Bongino is on the outs, and you know, we're hearing different things from all of the sides that used to be used to be in lockstep, and now everything is very confusing, and it's hard to know where to look for the truth. So I think really right now what we need to do is step back from all of this and look to independent sources like knowledgefight.com and see,
I mean, I would have let him go on. That could have gotten funny. This guy's just promoting some anti-InfoWars site. He always calls in under different names, and he just promotes some anti-InfoWars site. I don't know if he runs it or not. All I'll say is this. They report a bunch of just nonsense on me all the time, just getting it totally wrong. I didn't call for him to be hung up on, just to be clear. But the crew recognized that was just a scam caller, unfortunately. You know, we're trying to have a real conversation here, guy. But I'll tell you what, since you at least had a false lead that could have gone somewhere, you could have had a real conversation, but you just couldn't help yourself. You're absolutely right. And about getting information from independent sources, the people that you're talking about, you'll get nothing from that. But regardless, yeah, it's like, I'm not going to sit here. And that's why I've just been, you know, in this last month maybe or so, I've just been so proud of InfoWars. It's not like I mean, it's just whenever we have these moments like this where you see so many people go the wrong direction or so many people get sucked into the propaganda or so many people just become part of the blob, let's say, InfoWars always separates itself. And so every time I see that happening and InfoWars once again separates itself from the propaganda, separates itself from the political blob, I just am proud. I'm proud of it. I don't know what else there is to say. I'm so proud of this team. I'm so proud of the work that they've done. Everybody here, the audience, the guests. But it's like, I see all these people nipping at our heels and attacking Alex Jones and, oh, you're fake MAGA and all this other stuff. It's like, I cover it and I respond to it because it's part of covering the news cycle. It's part of covering current events and trends and developments. But it's like, yeah, you know, some guy that's been playing Major League Baseball for 2 years that has 3 home runs, like trying to tell Albert Pujols how to hit a baseball. It's like, Albert Pujols has 700 home runs, you have like 3. So, sorry, I can't really hear you. All right, let's just move on. Let's go to Greg in California. Greg, you're on the air, go ahead.
How are you doing? With respect to the Epstein files, I agree with Alex that there is an awful lot of international pressure. However, I think a much, much larger underlying problem is, well, let's ask the question, how did Trump get the big, beautiful bill passed? How are there all of a sudden some favorable decisions by the Supreme Court? Well, there's some incredibly good sources, dependable sources, that maybe John Roberts is very compromised. There must be an awful lot of Republicans who are compromised that Trump promised, we're not going to talk about you anymore. I think the bigger problem is when the American public finds out, and all the illegals for that matter, when everybody finds out how many people who write the laws, how many people who prosecute the laws, how many people who sit in judgment, your day in court, they're all scumbags, they're all sexual perverts. I think there's going to be a huge legitimacy problem.
Yeah, so I guess then the issue becomes, well, how do you defend that? So you say, well, I see the strategic, and I don't know if you're saying you believe that Trump is using this intelligence to get people to vote in favor of him. I'm not convinced that's the case, but I could see that being a potential. I'm glad you brought up the big, beautiful bill, because that was the first time for me, aside from some of the other stuff, I kind of viewed all the other stuff as just organic political fighting and disagreements and policy issues. The way they were selling and promoting the big, beautiful bill was the first time for me where I was like, this feels off. This feels like propaganda. This feels like a dirty sales trick technique that they're using against us. So it's interesting that you bring that up. That was the first time I felt like that, getting that from the Trump administration, including people who I view as like sterling reputations, like A+, like Stephen Miller. Even then I was like, the way you're pitching this and selling this, this is a dirty sales technique. I'm not buying into that. So it's funny that you bring that up. I'm not convinced that's how it got done, but I suppose it's a potential.
Well, I personally believe that the Epstein problem within the government is much, much bigger than Trump knew, Bonnie knew, et cetera. And you asked how do we defend that? I don't think Trump should defend it. I think this is a time where he does have to clean out the swamp. I mean, that is whom we voted for.
Yep.
That is what we voted for. The swamp needs to be cleansed. And, you know, just...
Well, look, it's simple as this. When we talked about draining the swamp, we thought that meant pedophiles and warmongers. That's what we thought. And that's not what's happened. And I thank you for the call, Greg. And you know what? It's probably worth also saying this. Epstein kind of becomes this, like, cultural political phenomenon, and that's because of the island and him hanging out with all the elite and everything. So it's not like it's illegitimate that all the gravity like ties it all back into Epstein, like, oh, all the blackmailing and, you know, people talk about financial blackmailing. And by the way, that's a new talking point of, oh, it was mostly financial blackmail. It wasn't sex blackmail. Whatever. So it's legitimate that Epstein kind of has that cultural political force of gravity that it like, oh, it's like, oh, Epstein list. Yeah. You know what? Don't be surprised. And maybe we'll find out, maybe we won't. But don't be surprised to learn there's way more other blackmail operations going on out there, folks. Epstein is not the only tool that intelligence agencies have for blackmail. I mean, there are many different ways intelligence agencies can spy on you. They don't need Jeffrey Epstein in the building. They don't need Epstein and Maxwell inviting you to a sex island party. Okay, they don't need Epstein. That's how they get the real big fish in. I mean, that's how they get the real big fish down there and then do stuff on the island or at Diddy's house, whatever, and then film it. No, they can spy on your internet activity. They can find out if you're cheating on your wife. They can find out what you're consuming on the internet. They can find out if you're hanging out in bathhouses with the boys. They don't need Epstein for that. So there's all kinds of different ways they spy and compromise people. So to tie it back into the votes, that's why I'm saying I don't think that really has anything to do with the Epstein, but there could be other operations going on, spying and controlling people that are way lower than Epstein. Just, oh yeah, we know what you're doing on the internet. Oh yeah, we know what your poker night is really all about when you're not with your wife. Yeah, so just, you know, we're going to need you to do this vote here. So it's not all Epstein, but that's the big cultural phenomenon because that's where the real big operation was going on. But there's all this other stuff. I mean, really, folks, just assume everything you do now is spied on. I would say anything you do on your phone, anything you do on your computer, you're being spied on. And it can and will be used against you. That would just be my friendly advice. Let's go to Zach in North Carolina. Zach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to say, man, I love the show. Love what you guys do. I do have a theory about Epstein and why Trump hadn't released those documents or is now backpedaling on that stuff. My theory is basically that, and I'm not saying that I agree with it, but I'm just throwing it out there. I wonder if he's not trying to backpedal that. Because the people who are implicated in that and bringing them to justice could potentially, you know, cripple the entire world economy.
Or how about this as a potential? Maybe there's threats against him and his family. I mean, who's to say, hey, Trump, you released this list. You know, you got a family. You got loved ones.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I don't know, man. I just...
I look at it like this. I don't really buy it, to be honest with you. I don't buy that it hurts the economy. I don't buy that it cripples. I don't. So what? So a bunch of pedophiles, a bunch of blackmailed pedophiles or whatever, sex perverts, whatever, somehow that's going to crash the economy? I don't think so. I mean, maybe in a short-term deal, but to me, that's like, I'm not buying that. I think the more likely thing is that there's personal threats being levied. And maybe it's not all Trump. You know, there's plenty of other people around here too, folks. Plenty of other people in the administration. Plenty of other people in the FBI and the Justice Department. Plenty of other people. It's like that scene in The Dark Knight when they're in the car with police commissioner and he's like, oh, you have a loved one at that hospital, don't you? And he grips his gun a little tighter. And he says, I'm going to need to take that gun. Folks, all kinds of people can implicated in this stuff. It's not all Trump. It's not all Epstein. Like, this is, it can go way beyond those scales. All right, quickly, Gene in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. First of all, before I get to my point, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
First of all.
Yes.
Okay. It's good to talk to you. I love InfoWars. I listen to all of you guys all the time, all through the day. And it's been interesting because I've watched you. You do really well on Alex's show, by the way. You're different on Alex's show than you are on your own because you're able to get more mad on your own. and you stick more to the, like, I like what you just said. Trump is not acting the same at all. Something has happened, and yes, they could have threatened his family. They could have, you know. But I also agree with that other caller, too, who noticed the bill. They acted like, oh, we're going to have some problems with this and problems with that. But it just seems like the ones that got it over the hump were the pro-Israeli people. And I do not trust Susie Wiles. Since I heard, I did not know she lived in Israel and she helped Netanyahu get hired. I mean,
well, yeah, people are now talking about Susie Wiles and what issues she might bring to the table.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it, too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm doing what I have to do. My integrity's king. We're 8-9 days into this whole Epstein attempted gaslighting by the DOJ cover-up exploding. It endangers the entire Trump administration and, by extension, America and Western civilization and, by extension, the entire world. I want Trump to succeed desperately. I support 95% of what Trump's doing. I think he's a great man. From all research, he's not connected to Epstein in any illegal activities. But all the 180s and all the flip-flopping that we've seen has blown this into a new level of Streisand effect. Now, yesterday, it came out in the corporate press that Ghislaine Maxwell in federal prison for, you know, human trafficking, Epstein's accomplice, known Mossad operative, MI6 as well, that she's ready to release the list. And, you know, she's brought her case to Supreme Court and all the rest of this. Number one, I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. She is on record a human trafficker. And you don't take somebody that's in prison and then take what they have to say later. So, yeah, I'm defending Trump right there. But you look at this headline, the deep state is attempting to blackmail Trump. It doesn't mean they've got something, but they have had control, like Trump said, the Democrats, of the file. They took out whatever they wanted and added whatever they wanted into it. So that's true. So a bunch of people are pissed off at me at one side saying, look, you're defending Trump when he said on Truth Social 2 days ago that they've had the file, just like Russiagate or anything. They falsify stuff. You can't believe it. That's a real issue. They could have done that. I don't know they did that. I'm simply wargaming every angle of this. But then you look at all the bizarre behavior of them raiding the FBI offices, the FBI raiding itself in March, getting all those documents and videos, them telling us there's 14 terabytes and hundreds of new victims and Epstein raping kids. And now Bondi's like, you know what? You just want to see child porn. You just want us to release child porn. Nobody ever said that. And, you know, Trump at that press conference last Tuesday, you know, you just asked a question about him working for the intelligence agency, Epstein. You're standing on the graves of dead kids. How dare you? I mean, this behavior, you couldn't make people think you were guilty more. Trump's enemies couldn't do something like this. So I'm gobsmacked. I am dumbfounded at a certain level. But now that she's come out and done this, you got Dershowitz saying, oh, you better pardon her and all the rest of this. But Dershowitz like, release the file. I'm not in it. Well, okay. Well, I mean, what is in the file? How does Dershowitz know? I'm not saying Dershowitz is guilty. There's never been any evidence of that. I'm saying, how does he know the Democrats didn't add something to that? I mean, Adam Schiff had to get pardoned because in the J6 fake committee, he created fake emails and fake speeches and fake phone calls of Trump. Remember all that? The fake mafia calls? I mean, when I testified for the J6 committee, I said, you're not a real committee, you're criminals. And I take the fifth, not because I'm hiding something, but because you will claim I committed perjury and you're frauds. I took the fifth 98 times. At the start, in the middle, they kept saying, why don't you answer questions? I said, again, you're criminals, Liz Cheney, all of them. Notice they destroyed all the video of that because it's so embarrassing of me right in front of them to their faces telling them that. Now, you're never going to see that because they destroyed it, which is another crime. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know all the answers exactly what's going on here. I just call balls and strikes, as I said. But we've got a major, major issue here. And Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein were on record Mossad. So was her dad. You can look all this up. And so with the huge Israel lobby coming in right now, the Trump administration and all the rest of it, the Democrats have been basically defeated politically. Trump finally got rid of a bunch of them in the bureaucracy. But now Israel is sliding in with Netanyahu to try a hostile takeover of America. That's undoubted right now. And that's breaking everywhere. And that's great news. Tucker Carlson and others exposing him. And I've never said Israel runs everything or is the worst thing in the world or, you know, is one monolithic thing. I'm not even against Israel's existence. But now Israel is trying to get us into a full war with Iran and by extension Russia and China. And Israel is exerting itself. You see all the signs. So now I'm like, yeah, Israel is making a move on America. China's been the main threat. But now Israel is so heavily engaged here that I've got to just say, I'm a loyal American. And yeah, Israel's trying to move on America. So, and it's clear, all the evidence points towards Israel, Netanyahu using threats of what's in the file. Not that Trump did something, but he's been in reports the FBI put out. Something is there. And I told you over a week ago, I said, it's Trump, not Bondi, not Patel, not Bongino doing this. It's Trump and Trump on Truth Social. And now in statements have said, yeah, it's me. I want to move on. I want this shut down. So they are trying to blackmail Trump, and he's acting like they've got something. So I just have to be honest about it. And I'm going to play a clip here in a moment, or I'll post it here in the same post after this live feed, of Benny Johnson knocking out of the park today and saying, you better have press conferences. You better explain how the judicial and legislative and executive process works out. You better explain how investigations work. You better explain that the files are with the prosecution in New York where Epstein died. You better explain that you recommend cases. You don't run cases. He's absolutely right. What Benny Johnson says is true. And then what Glenn Beck said, he said, listen, we can't lose our soul over this. Yeah, we get Trump's doing a lot of good, but we know this is all there. We know that there was blackmail. We know there were intelligence agencies. We know this video of him from around the corner doesn't show that he didn't kill himself. We know this, so you're insulting our intelligence. It didn't imply we want child porn released, as Bonnie and others have done. It's just totally outrageous. So that's where I am on this right now. And I'll play the Beck clip, or post the Beck clip here as well, but then you've got Charlie Kirk, who I think is a great guy and so much of your Republican voters on. I love him. He's like, I trust Trump. I trust the administration. I'm not asking any more questions, and I'm not talking about Epstein anymore. Well, that's the message I reported last week. The Carl Serafin, I got him reports myself from people, but he also had his reports and some public reports of major talk show hosts, influencers getting calls saying your access can be cut off at the White House, Susie Wall stuff, if you don't stop, and the FBI calling people. Well, that's a cover-up. So we don't want to be aiding the Democrats here, but we're not in a cult like Democrats that go along with corruption. So here's Benny Johnson. I'll post it in this under it. Here is Beck. Benny Johnson keeping his soul, Beck keeping his soul. And I'm not saying Charlie Kirk's losing his soul here, but I'm not going to question my friends. I mean, if my wife didn't show up for 2 days and just show back up at the house, I'd say, where are you, man? If I had a business partner I'd known for 20 years, a great person, all of a sudden a bunch of money's messing up, I'd say, you know where the money is. I mean, when people start telling you don't ask questions, you got a problem. Remember all the New York Times articles, the Washington Post articles? Asking questions is bad. Doing your own research is bad. No, it's good. So I don't want to be focused on this. But everything Trump and them have done the last few months with Bongino and them, like during the headlights on their Fox interview, has triggered all this. And I said, like, if you want it to go away or you don't think you can prosecute people or it's a national security issue, I'm not defending that, but I understand that. Just shut up. Shut up. Instead, Trump, hey, I've done a great job. You know, Truth Social, leave it alone. Drop it. They're going to have congressional hearings now. They're coming after you. I've never seen such a self-inflicted wound. So Benny Johnson nails it. Glenn Beck nails it. And Charlie Kirk, you know, I'm just not going to question my friends. And I understand that thought process. I don't agree with it. But, hey, Trump's doing so much good. We've seen him try to kill him. All we've been through. I'm just not going to stay focused on this. Well, I don't want to stay focused on it. But then Trump's administration, the DOJ, comes out Friday and blocks a federal court ruling and his own HHS and FDA and EPA trying to ban fluoride in the water. It says, we're keeping it in the water. And by the way, we're going to bring up mRNA shots. Well, that. And again, Trump, I was a total cheerleader a few months ago. I was like, God, Jones is a cult member. It was all basically good, like 99%. I was like, this is insanely good. Bam, bam, defend, defend, defend. And Homan and all the arrest of child traffickers, it's just beautiful. And then now things are moving in the wrong direction from perfect to me. And I'm like, stop, 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 stop. We're the constituents. We have a right to do this. We have a duty to do this. So I am beyond blown away. I am beyond concerned. And they are clearly with Maxwell right at the right time. I'll give you the list. Ladova didn't exist. And as if you believe anything from her. And again, the Democrats have had the files forever, which this DOJ under Trump had to go seize and get, which we broke. With O'Boyle, the FBI whistleblower, the day before that came out. So I want to believe in Trump, and the jury's out right now, but this is a fiasco of fiascos. So, no, I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to stop asking questions. And I wish Trump would stop telling people to stop asking questions. Do you know how the Streisand effect works? I mean, I hate to be giving you advice on how to cover something up. I don't even want to do that. But it's like, what are you doing? It's like a... God. They say who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. And as our founder said, we can never be overtaken from outsiders. We have to destroy ourselves from within. And I know the Democrats are pure evil. And I just need Trump not to behave like he is. That's my report. Here's the different spectrums, Benny Johnson, Glenn Beck, and then Charlie Kirk saying, time to shut up. Well, sorry, Charlie. I love you to death, but I'm not about to shut up on anything. Follow me on X Real Alex Jones. Infowars.com/show. I got to say, Elon, a few months ago, bringing this up, saying, Trump's in there. Everybody's like, ah, screw him. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. You think he would give up all that influence, everything he was doing, everything he sacrificed for no reason? No, I think Elon showed some really bad stuff. And I'm not saying that it's Trump did something, but it's that somehow these powerful corporate leaders convinced Trump that it would crash the stock market or something if they brought this out, which I can get that argument. Don't agree with it, but I get the argument. And Elon's like, I'm out. Well, I'll tell you, just like Beck said, about to say, I'm out too. You better get ahead of this, Trump, because we need you. But we sure as hell ain't going down with you. We sure as hell, by extension, aren't joining the globalists in this operation. Because if we cover this up, we now are guilty as accessories after the fact. And my soul ain't for sale. My soul is not for sale. It's like Tony Montana says, there's two things in this world, my word and my balls, and I ain't breaking them for nobody. He also says, no women, no kids. That's my rule as well. God bless you all.
Ghislaine Maxwell holds the key to so much of this. Ghislaine Maxwell is alive. She's currently in prison. She's serving a 20-year sentence for trafficking children to nobody, remember? Her sentence, of course, is sort of a proxy. What they were going to do to Epstein, they're now doing to Maxwell. Here's what I found out yesterday. There is no further information at the FBI. The FBI doesn't really house trial evidence. The FBI doesn't prosecute people. The FBI refers for prosecution, but the Department of Justice are the prosecutors. They make the final decisions. The vast majority of the Epstein evidence currently resides inside of a place called the Southern District of New York. I was told yesterday on a phone call by a federal official, what do you want us to release? You know, there's bad images. You know, there's bad and nasty stuff there. I don't need that. Nobody needs any abuse material on the internet. That's not what we're asking for. The bloody and insulting idea that we're all like out here calling for the release of child abuse material is probably the most insulting thing about all of this, actually. That's what we're like ravenous for. Shut up! Makes me so angry because it's like attacking the base. No, what we're saying is that our own FBI has this photo. We've played it. We've shown it a million times. There's a bin of hard drives with yellow evidence tape wrapped around them put there by Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, sure, there's probably some very naughty and very nasty photos on here. Jeffrey Epstein was a horrible person. But that's not all that's on there. How many terabytes of information are on all those hard drives? You're telling me that that's all that's on there? I don't believe you. I don't. And that only Epstein appears in all of the nasty images? What happened was an insult to all of us. Has to be fixed immediately. There needs to be press conferences on this, about how this process works, where this evidence is, why it's locked up, what it's being used for, and a promise that after Ghislaine Maxwell exhausts her last appeal, that it will all be released. All of it. And there's one final fix. No statute of limitations on rape. No statute of limitations on child abuse. Has Bill Clinton ever been brought in for questioning on this? You know what a Trump administration could do to actually truly rectify all of this is to say, you know what? Was there a client list, but one of them was a president. And so it's time to bring in Bill Clinton for some serious questioning about this. Bill Clinton had Jeffrey Epstein visit the White House dozens of times. Dozens. All right. Look at Ghislaine Maxwell here in this photo. Look at her. Glaring at, but look, they know. One of Jeffrey Epstein's victims says, he says Clinton liked him young, referring to little girls. These are in the documents. This is not up for debate. We have the evidence. Here's a way that you restore the faith in the American people. You explain what this painting is. Explain to the American, go bring Bill Clinton in and ask him, what's that exactly? Why are you wearing Monica Lewinsky's famous blue dress with DNA evidence on it in this chair? Has anybody credibly ever asked, like in a real interview setting, about this? Like when you're in a chair and you can't get away, that's what we need. That's how you restore faith and trust.
We go to Travis in South Dakota. Hello, Travis.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jason. I tell you what, guys, I feel really betrayed and I feel really, really angry. We have a president who tells us to move on from Epstein because it doesn't matter. Are you guys still talking about this seriously? And yet he still talks about the 2020 election fraud. He talks about the Hunter Biden laptop. He talks about all this stuff from 5-6 years ago, and he tells us to move on from the Epstein trial or the Epstein case. People like me will not stop talking about this. I feel so betrayed and so angry. This is not what I voted for. If we do not stand up for the children of this country, we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing. And I tell you what, I've also lost a lot of respect for a lot of people that are prominent figures in this country because they are saying, you know what, this doesn't matter. Like Carrie Lake came out on Saturday. She's like, you know what? What really matters is election fraud and post-election fraud. It's like, you know what? The children of this country really, really matter. How can we just sweep them under the rug and not care? Move on, America. Move on.
Travis, thank you for calling. Let me ask you, is there anything that could be said that would make you go, okay, that's as good as it's going to get for here?
I want transparency and I want justice. All them children, all those families, everything they went through, I don't want to know their names. I pray that God would be with them and give them some sort of peace if they could ever, ever get it. I want transparency and I want justice.
Is there anything that anyone could produce to show you and have you go, okay, Epstein is dead, Gladwell is in prison, and that's the only justice you're going to be able to get?
I want evidence. Quit telling us that, you know, oh, well, he killed himself and we saw everything. We have the information. By the way, it doesn't exist. Show us the information. Make me believe. Help me believe that he killed himself. Help me believe that maybe you don't have any evidence against people. Then show us that stuff. I do not trust the government at all, and yet they expect me to take their word for it. I'm sorry, you lost your credibility a long time ago, government. You need to start gaining the trust of these American people back. And I really hope and pray that they can at least provide some sort of evidence.
How do you prove the negative, Travis? See, that's where I'm at. I think I'm right where you are. I don't have a horse in this race. What I have is common sense. And what I have is maybe a bunch of people hyping this up for a very long time, but then I need somebody to say, hey, these people were hyping this for this reason, and here, let me show you how that was done. I want to believe in the good. So help me. But I don't know how you prove a negative. How do you prove there is no evidence?
I absolutely agree. If all these people like me are all upset about this Epstein client list and it's all been for naught all these years, then help me believe that, you know what, you've been wrong this entire time and actually there's some really good things out there. And if it's the opposite, show us that evidence too. All we have to go on is the word and trust of the United States government, and they don't tell us anything. So this is what we found, and the documents we're going to give you are going to be, you know, mostly redacted, but the information's there. We just can't show it to you. You got to help us out a little bit. There's a lot of good in this country, but you got to help us out a little bit.
Travis, I don't think anyone could have said it better than that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
All right. Wow. I got a couple callers on the line I want to take here. But, you know, this whole angle of, oh, Maxwell wants to cooperate, you know that that's just going to be turned into some sideshow as well. And really, as a warning, I would say to the Trump administration, you let the Democrats roll this out and then roll Maxwell out. Who knows? Maybe she cuts a deal with Maureen Comey or something. You know, it's just going to make everything even worse. So I'd get ahead of it now. Or you can keep telling everybody to shut up about it and then be accused of being pedophile and sex trafficker cover-up operations. But, you know, you can only do so much to help people. They can make their own decisions, and that's how it's going to go. By the way, a couple other odds and ends here. David Gergen died over the weekend. You can go to InfoWars.com and watch the legendary conversation that Alex and David had about Bohemian Grove some years ago. So some classic InfoWars Alex Jones lore there on InfoWars.com for you. You know, Ben Shapiro was complaining about the Superman movie. He didn't like it. And I think it turns out everybody knows why now, because it's a social political commentary on Israel. It's very anti-Israel. So, of course, Shapiro didn't like that. Now, I haven't seen it yet. I do intend to, I'm going to hope to, if I can find the time to go see it this week, I'll give you an honest review. But it's killing it at the box office. $123 million opening in America, $217 million worldwide. So it's a smashing success. Most people I've talked to said that they liked it. They didn't even talk about the Israel angle. Many are. It just shows how this thing isn't going away. And I guess they assumed that if they could bury the story in the West and bury the story in America, that Israel could get away with everything they're doing, but it hasn't worked. Lexington, Kentucky shooting, two dead, suspect killed at Richmond Road Baptist Church after man shot at state trooper. And so, you know, what's weird about this, why are all these like former local rappers? You see these like former local rappers now become shooters. I don't know what that's about, but a lot of people jump to conclusions about this story, folks. Oh, he's a leftist. Oh, he's an Islamist jihadist. I'm not sure any of that is true. In fact, it looks to be the quite opposite. And it looks like this was a targeted shooting over an individual. And that individual wasn't there, so he decided to shoot somebody else. But the people that jump to the conclusions to make this political about Islam or about leftists, it looks like they're going to have a big swing and miss on this as the facts are starting to emerge. All right, quickly, we'll take one call before we sign off and go to the war room today. Gregory in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. There's many preachers always talk about the covenant that God has with Israel. And yet, they don't tell you what the covenant is. The covenant is this. God said to Israel, if you do this, I will do that. And they did it. That's why they ceased to exist in 70 AD. And it's terrible to have these preachers constantly put this folk contract out. I hope you heard it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't debate all of that in 90 seconds here. But
I think it's important that people hear it, because a lot of these preachers take scripture out of context, and the facts are very right in your face. Israel did not do what God wanted, and God had it trashed in 70 AD. God did.
Well, it feels like Israel is now on the verge of either being in God's good graces or not so much. It feels like it's all kind of coming to a head right now. The world has already decided. The world has already decided Israel's not in its good graces. But some people believe it's a different story with God. But I guess only time will tell. That's going to do it for today's Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, a honor and a pleasure to fill in here. Please remember to support us by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air live. Now 12 hours a day, InfoWars live programming. Become a VIP member, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. It's that sustained membership that budgets us into the future. We really thank our VIP members. And we look forward to having Alex Jones back tomorrow, God willing. And I'll be signing off for now, and I'll see you again shortly.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing
this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.